It's 70s for Wednesday. Very hot. Partly cloudy skies. High around 100. The highest heat index readings should be between 103 and 107 in the afternoon. Wednesday evening, partly cloudy skies. High in the upper 70s. The highest index reading of 103 to 105 should be early in the evening. Then on Thursday, partly sunny skies. 30% chance of showers with a high in the lower 90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU under hazy conditions, we have 75 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 74. Stay tuned for Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Asthma. Many people think they have it under control, but they really don't. If you have asthma, take 30 seconds to take the asthma control test. For each question, think back to the past 4 weeks. How much of the time did your asthma keep you from getting as much done at work or at home? How often did you have shortness of breath? How often did your asthma symptoms wake you up at night or earlier than usual in the morning? How often did you use your rescue inhaler or nebulizer medication? And last, how would you rate your asthma control during the past 4 weeks? Visit www.asthmaactionamerica.org and take 30 seconds to complete the asthma control test. Or call 1-800-704-4699 to receive the test by mail. And be sure to talk with your healthcare professional about preventing asthma symptoms and protecting your lungs from damage. Are you doing everything you can to control your asthma, or is your asthma controlling you? A message from Asthma Action America.
We are people of all ages, from different walks of life. We have hopes and dreams, but live in a reality filled with pain. We are the family and friends of alcoholics, and our lives are controlled by someone else's drinking. We may be different, but we have one thing in common. We want our lives back. If you need help, call Al-Anon and Alateen at 1-888-4-ALANON or visit our website. To help them, you have to help yourself first.
I heard about this company dumping toxins in local rivers, and I called their executives to say stop, but I never got through to anyone except secretary after secretary. In the meantime, the rivers are being destroyed, birds and fish are dying, and the local kids are getting sick with cancer. So I organized a huge protest, and we actually got the company shut down. And everyone starts celebrating until we realize that half the town's now unemployed. The welfare offices can barely handle the overload. People are being kicked out of their homes, and to top it all off, the rivers are still contaminated. The birds and fish are still dying, and most of the kids with cancer are twice as sick because they can't get the health care they need since their parents lost the health insurance they had when they worked for the company that dumped all the toxins in the first place.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. And just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Mary Gallagher shares a small 2-bedroom apartment with 7 people, her 3 children, her 16-year-old sister, and 3 others. She's working hard to provide her family with a better life. Now, Habitat for Humanity is helping Mary build a simple, decent, and affordable home. Not only is she building her own home, she'll buy it with a no-profit, zero-interest mortgage to keep it affordable. Habitat for Humanity. Building homes, changing lives. Support the work in your community. Visit Habitat.org.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I listen? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I listen?
Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. I remember a story that progress was being made. If you took a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below, that the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied legal
privilege. So we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake up call. This is Liz Brown. You know, oh, the number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. You know. If this, sometimes I feel like things are that it cannot actually be happening here. Sometimes I think and I wonder how folks let some stuff fall out their mouth. This is, I guess, the best word to describe the place that I'm in right now is surreal. We're living in a surreal time where there is a passionate, relentless movement to look you in your face and lie without question, without hesitation, without pause. These folks will say anything. And they look at you like you're crazy because the look on your face is you can't help it. Those of us who are sane and have the ability to see the world mostly for what it is, all you can do is sometimes is to stare back, mouth wide open, with an incredulous look on your face and say, what the, huh? What the, huh? And I'm at one of those moments right now. George W. Bush, this is a what the huh moment. George W. Bush made a statement to mark the United Nations International Day. First of all, that's a little puzzling. But the second part of this is that he made the statement to mark United Nations International Days in support of victims of torture. What? Huh? Okay. You're struggling with me right now, aren't you? You're struggling with me. Here is what he said. This is a what the... George W. Bush said, and I quote, forgive me if I stumble, because this doesn't, these words, I understand the meaning of all of them. It's just strung together in the manner in which he has strung these words together just gives me pause. George W. Bush let fall out his mouth the following words in the following order. Freedom from torture is an inalienable human right, and we are committed to building a world where human rights are respected and protected by the rule of law. What the? Huh? Okay, flash forward to today's paper. Pakistanians freed from Guantanamo Bay said that they saw the American interrogators throw, tear, and stand on copies of the Quran. One former detainee said that naked women sat on prisoners' chests during questioning. George W. Bush said, we are committed to building a world where human rights are respected and protected by the rule of law. These are Pakistanians that were freed from a jail in Lahore. They had been held since their release 9 months ago from Guantanamo. Okay, y'all don't want to believe any Pakistanians? You want to believe any Pakistanians? Okay. You don't want to believe any Pakistanis. Okay. This is out of the Washington Post. The federal government, the same government that George W. Bush said, we are committed to building a world where human rights are respected and protected by the rule of law. Yesterday, the federal government held 70 men as potential grand jury witnesses. Half were never called to testify. They stayed in jail for years as witnesses, not as accused terrorists, as witnesses. They were arrested at gunpoint. Witnesses! Held round the clock in solitary confinement. Witnesses! Subjected to harsh and degrading conditions. Witnesses! Not people that anybody said had anything to do with terrorism. Witnesses! What the government did was, there's a 1984 statute that allows material witnesses who may be arrested if they have information important to a criminal investigation. They held witnesses. Witnesses. All but one of the 70 detainees were Muslims. And I quote, freedom from torture is an inalienable human right, and we're committed to building a world where human rights are respected and protected by the rule of law. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Witnesses. This is a country that under George W. Bush is now being pursued by Italy for snatching citizens off the street of Italy and sending them to places to be tortured by other countries. that don't frown on open torture of people. These folks in this administration are so twistedly wicked that they even have a name for the process. It ain't kidnapping. It's something 70 steps above a kidnapping. They call it rendition. They have a name for their stuff. Because there is no word for what, there was no word for what they were doing before we came along. We've created new words for illegal acts. FBI members have said, they've confessed to torturing folks. Oh yeah, we've done that. We've done that. George W. Bush hired, promoted the man who wrote as an attorney. Yeah, we need to, we don't, those rules of preventing people from being tortured, we don't have to adhere to those. That's what Alberto Gonzalez said. An Italian judge just last week has ordered the arrest of 13 people connected to our CIA for kidnapping an Egyptian terrorist suspect in Milan and flying him to Egypt where he was tortured. This world that we're living in is just crazy. George W. Bush said, all those who live in tyranny and hopelessness can now know the United States will not ignore your oppression or excuse your oppressors. When you stand for liberty, we will stand with you. What the? This man is saying that the United States will not ignore your oppression. The United States took 70 men, kept them locked away for years as a witness, and then didn't apologize for it. The United States is snatching up people off of the streets of other countries and shipping them to other countries so that they can be tortured. The United States wants to promote the general that was in charge of Abu Ghraib when photographs of prisoners being assaulted, oppressed, and abused were shown all over the world. We're going to promote him. We're going to give him another star for that. We're going to give him another star for that. Huh? Oh, Lord. Lord. If this ain't La La Land, my name ain't Liz Brown. Car phone. We're taking a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have much to talk about. Much, much, much to talk about. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Kohl's Department Stores. Eastbound 70 between 94 and Blanchard Bridge, everything's running smoothly except for the two left lanes are now open for traffic. Two right lanes are now blocked for construction. That traffic backs up through approaching 94. Eastbound 70 from 370, look for a disabled vehicle in the right lane. There are no delays at this hour. Northbound 55 between the Merrimack Bottom and Bayless, everything's on the move. Eastbound 44 between Mraz Overpass all the way through Sappington, it looks good. Eastbound 40 from Chesterfield Parkway to Lindbergh, everything's on the move. Northbound 270 from Gravoy to Manchester, no problems to report there. Westbound 255 from 55, look for everything to be rolling steady. Westbound 270 from Bell Fountain all the way into Washington Elizabeth, everything is on the move. Westbound 5570 at Poplar Street Bridge, everything's running smoothly. Westbound 64 all the way to the 5570 split, nothing to report. And westbound Kingbridge traffic before Laclede's Landing, everything is on the move. Southbound Craig at Olive, there's a water main that's broke and the right lane is closed this hour. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Kohl's Department Store. Don't miss the spectacular savings this Wednesday only at Kohl's Big Wednesday specials throughout the entire store. Wednesday only at Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. A heat advisory is in effect from noon today until 6 p.m. on Wednesday. Otherwise, partly cloudy, a 20% chance of showers, high in the mid-90s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-70s. Wednesday, very hot, partly cloudy, high near 100. The highest heat index is expected to reach between 103 and 107 by the afternoon. Wednesday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 70s. The heat index should reach between 103 and 105 late in the evening or early in the evening hours. Then on Thursday, partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers. The high should be in the lower 90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920, WGNU, we have 75 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 74 under partly cloudy, hazy conditions. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, your traffic, and your weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Families need look no further than the Wyndham Anatole Hotel for great summer vacation savings, offering fantastic hotel discounts and partnering with some of Dallas's best family attractions. Wyndham Anatole has the ultimate family getaway package, as low as $129.95 per night. Families are sure to enjoy the hotel's three pools, huge health club, 7-acre park, and a self-guided audio tour of the hotel's private art collection. Call 214-761-7500 or log on to WyndhamAnatole.com to make your reservations today.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Huss. Join me tonight for Sports Talk right after the 6 o'clock news right here on Radio 920. We'll talk about whatever you want pertaining to the world of sports. You pick the topic, and we'll talk about it. You know we'll have our trivia. You know we'll have some fun. That's Sports Talk, 6:05 tonight, right here on Radio 920.
The St. Louis County Parks Department is sponsoring an evening stroll on Thursday, July 7th on the Al Foster Trail. The program will begin at 7 p.m. from the trailhead located in Glencoe. The trailhead can be reached from the intersection of Highway 109 and Old State Road. The fee for the program is $3 and advance registration is recommended. For more information, to make a reservation, or for a free copy of the St. Louis County Parks Outdoor Adventure Program Guide, call 636-391-3474. Something to do in the great outdoors from WGNU.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
This is a message to all those who've been trying to reach the top of the hill.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. And as a final crazy moment, in case you didn't know, I don't know what to say. You know, I guess because you've done the job so well, I guess because you know what you're doing, I guess because you figure there's no such thing as bad PR. The United States military is building some more prisons in Iraq. Ain't that a blimp? They're building more prisons in Iraq. I guess they just don't get the memos about how they're running the ones that they have. Maybe they just don't get those memos. Whew. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. We have much to talk about. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways, get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Mr. Brown. Your report today reminds me of the takeover of America from the Indians and putting them on reservations. And it seems like that's what's going to happen. They're well on their way to doing that. And calling the democracy in Iraq called cheating to win. Now, I want to tell you about something else I didn't get to get in last week. I can remember once I was teaching music down at Charlotte School, and we gave a test, and I saw one of the teachers, mother Caucasian teachers, pass by a couple of students. Say, you know that isn't right. And, you know, you mentioned last week that test scores had been changed. So this is what these people have been doing. They've been doing it's ingrained in them. Cheat to win and call it what you want to call it. Now, we call it democracy when they are doing wrong. We call it insurgency when people are just fighting back, trying to protect what they had. Just imagine if we hadn't destroyed their country. Those people could have tourists coming, and we could have seen those ancient buildings that date back from antiquity. They destroyed everything, flattened it, and now the people who fight back in America, they put them on, in prisons and then on reservations. That's what those prisons are going to be over in Iraq. Fighting, cheating to win, and lying to the American people.
You're talking about this administration.
This administration.
All right, now.
It has done it since they came over here, and the first time they did some dirt was they called it the Boston Tea Party, and they've been cheating to win ever since. Just like he and his brother cheated in the United States Supreme Court. But wasn't that a darn blip when they say the rich can take what the poor have worked for all their lives? They say you should have your own home. Home ownership is equivalent to citizenship, and then after you have worked and you think you're going to live your last few days in it, they say, oh, no, we got to take this because big business wants it.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Yes. I want to start off this conversation with my usual, and that is taxation without representation. What I called about is that yesterday I was talking about Pax Air Distributors Incorporated. And I want to say I think it's disdainful and despicable for people to call in to your show, and matter-of-factly any show, with disinformation, misinformation, and downright lies. Now, you had two callers to do that yesterday. Right after I got to telling your listeners about Prax Air Distributors Incorporated being in South St. Louis, you had a caller call in and give some kind of dissertation and said it wasn't, but she didn't even know where she lived when she was growing up. Then you had another caller that called in and had the unmitigated gall to say that over 50% of the American people believe that Michael Schiavo killed his wife. Now, that was a downright lie because there is no proof of that, and even the district attorney in Florida doesn't believe that. And as far as Mr. Dumb as a Bucket of Rocks, for him to say that he believes in freedom for all people in all countries and all ways of life, well, just last week, in Iraq, we had some poor citizens there demonstrating because they don't have jobs, and they were shot. So take that to the bank.
Thanks,
Mr. Dumb as a Bucket of Rocks.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Ms. Brown?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Brown?
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Brown, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. You need to.
I'm sorry, Ms. Brown. This is Ruth calling. Ms. Brown, I saw on the television that they are recruiting for they're advertising for FBI people.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And I have never known to do that. You know, to advertise for FBI people. President Bush's one of his PR people spoken is talking about what he's going to talk about tonight, but you know, before he got through with it, he said it was going to be hard.
It's going to be very hard.
It's going to be very hard. And I listen to you all the time, and I thank you for so much information, and it really has helped me. And thank you so much, and I love you very much, hon.
Thank you so much, Ms. Ruth.
Bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. George W. Bush talks about his concern about the human rights of individuals, how he's going to bring democracy to Iraq, how the Iraqi citizens are better off. Two Iraqi labor leaders, and this is out of a newspaper called The Oregonian. Two Iraqi labor leaders visited Portland last Wednesday, and they said, Iraqis still desperately need jobs. Where are these job opportunities? I have three daughters, all college graduates, sitting at home, said an oil worker, Juma Al-Assadi. Another oil worker said his 21-year-old daughter is also without a job. Speaking through translators, they said that they were there to talk about human rights. They said that the Iraqi Oil Workers Union has opposed the privatization of public sector industries. They've helped fight for higher wages for their employees. But guess what? Under George W. Bush and this administration, they don't have the right to form a union in Iraq. We have a lot to talk about. My name is Liz Brown. We're going to take a break here. 454-0400 is my phone number. Yeah, we're going to bring democracy to your country. But you don't get no stinking union. You don't get a stinking union. We're not going to go crazy up in here. Ooh, this is Liz Brown. Stay with me. I'll be back.
We want to do things my way. Oh, we want to do things at all.
This is Alfred Gurley, your host of the German Hit Parade radio program. Heard every Sunday afternoon from 2:30 till 4 here on WGNU. Enjoy the beautiful melodies and timely news from Germany as we make your Sunday afternoon just a little bit brighter. The German Hit Parade is the longest-running German program on radio in St. Louis, and I hope you make it part of your weekend listening. Every Sunday afternoon from 2:30 till 4, right here on AM 920 WGNU.
This is the sun. This is the high-energy ultraviolet rays the sun sends to Earth every single day. This is the retina in your eyes being damaged by those high-energy rays. This is UV-rated sunglasses protecting your eyes from those rays. And this is how absolutely cool you look in those sunglasses.
And this is a message about safety from the American Optometric Association.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline New York. After spying on a teenager's internet communications, the FBI has deported a 16-year-old girl to Bangladesh after accusing her of being a suicide bomber. The New York Times says Tashnuba Haidar was held for several weeks by the FBI after she was found to have been in an internet chat room where speeches of a London-based Islamic cleric were posted. The sheikh's messages were interpreted to mean he was looking for support for the Iraqi insurgency and for a global jihad. The girl said she was in the chat room, but was discussing other topics and nothing at all about any insurgency. Some undercover agents posing as youth counselors came to her home in Queens last March and searched her diary and school papers in her bedroom. They located a homeschool assignment on religion and found the word suicide highlighted and immediately said that was proof of her wanting to be a suicide bomber. Haider is the daughter of Muslim immigrant parents and has lived in America since she was in kindergarten. She said she was taken to a maximum security juvenile detention center in rural Pennsylvania, where she was strip searched and interrogated repeatedly by the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force for a 2-week period. She was denied access to a lawyer, and even her parents were not informed of her whereabouts. She was let out of the center only after she agreed to leave the country immediately. She's now living in Bangladesh with relatives she has not seen since she was an infant. The Times story also revealed that the library provision of the Patriot Act, the part that gives investigators access to libraries, bookstores, and internet usage on public computers, has been blocked in the House of Representatives, but the rest of the bill was approved. And the Social Security Administration and the Internal Revenue Service have also agreed to make their records containing detailed personal information on American citizens available to federal terrorism investigators. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Steve Largen, President and CEO of CTIA, the Wireless Association.
These days, drivers face all kinds of distractions.
Welcome to Whataburger. Can I take your order, please?
I'll have a double cheeseburger, a large...
Come on now, boys, you're going to have to settle down. It's really hard to concentrate with you fighting like that.
Before your wireless phone becomes a distraction, stop. Drive safely. Never take notes or look up phone numbers while you drive. In bad traffic or weather, save your call for later. Dial sensibly and use a hands-free device.
Sorry, it's really bad out. I've got to hang up.
You know, your wireless phone can be your best safety tool to call for help, stop a crime, or help someone in need. However you use it, remember, with wireless, safety is your call.
The wireless industry reminds you to drive safely. For more information, visit www.wirelesssafety.org.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, and my number is 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. You can email me at revolution@lizbrown.com, revolution@lizbrown.com. And don't forget, we are archived daily on the White Rose at thewhiterosesociety.org. That's whiterosesociety.org. We're archived daily, so if you miss an hour, go get an hour. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get to me. Car phone, you're on the Wake Up Call.
Yeah, Liz, this is Ron. How you doing?
Hi, Ron.
Hi, I'm just calling regarding this building of prisons in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
United States builds and, well, incarcerates more people per 100,000 than any other free world country. So this is just seems to be part of their norm, and someone told them this is how you do it because this is the way we do it in the United States. And also, this is a very lucrative business, incarcerating people.
Yes, it
Thank
is.
You.
Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. Charles.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm outstanding.
I was just listening on the news, and they were talking about the facility that blew up this weekend. that place has been down there for the longest. Now the mayor just decides that that place is in they want them to move somewhere else. I'm like, you know... You knew that you had a residential area, and anything is possible to happen when you have gases and things of that nature. So why, you know, wait till now? You should have been wanting that place somewhere in a more remote or concealed area. So that was just my comment.
All right. Thanks for your call. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning, car phone.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Two things. For one, I surely trust the FDA in keeping our food supply and letting me know when a cow makes it into the food chain. They already mad at Japan because Japan won't let none of this dangerous meat into their system. And they check every head of cattle. Hello?
Yes.
They check every head of cattle in Japan. And then in Britain, 1 in 4, we check 1 in 90, but we're very comfortable. And lastly, you concern me because you're a highly educated woman, and you know, and I don't know how many hard jobs you have, but you know it's hard work, very hard work to run this country. So cut that man some slack.
You know, and I'm not being fair. I am not being fair. It is hard work for a man with no education, no experience, and no ability to run a whole country. You're right.
He can't run his checkbook. Come on, Ms.
Fair
Bob,
enough.
That man's flat.
You know what? I'm sorry. You're right. You're absolutely
right.
You are absolutely right.
I'll give you two more chances.
All right. Well, you know, I'm a slow learner on that one.
Slip and fall again for me, please.
Bye. 554-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. And in the next hour, we will be talking to a public citizen, in specific, Tyson Slocum. And we're going to be talking about more madness, the consequences of the Senate energy bill, all of the payouts, all of the handouts. You are going to be stunned. Well, no, you're not going to be stunned. You're just going to be enraged about the types of things that have nothing to do with energy, the handouts, the giveaways that are going to come out of this bill. So that's going to be in the next hour. We'll be talking to Tyson Slocum, Research Director of Public Citizen, about the Senate Energy Bill consequences. They are voting on that bill today. So this is very timely. You will not want to miss this. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Robert. Robert, yes.
This is Robert, and I just wanted to say congratulations and a job well done to all the firefighters that worked at fire. It was a very extremely dangerous situation, and they did a good job to keep it as minimal as they did.
You know what, Robert? I want to, you know, we're going to have to talk about this at another time. But for considering the fact that this was a fire, I didn't see a whole lot of fire pictures. Considering this was a fire,
I saw it in person.
I know you. I mean, what I'm saying is that when it was reported, and I didn't see, you know, the Chief George, our first chief of African descent, was mentioned in passing almost. He was disrespected by Francis Slay at every turn, diminished or ignored by Francis Slay, and I didn't see a whole lot of pictures of firefighters fighting this fire, and that to me that was shocking that we didn't see a whole.
That's probably because they're mostly African Americans. I didn't mean to say that. I'm definitely doing the dirty work. But it's one I see. I always tell them congratulations. There were so many of them down there that put their life on the line.
Absolutely. Congratulations and much thanks.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. We have much, much, much to talk about, and we're going to get it done in the next hour when we talk to Tyson Slocum, Research Director for the Energy Program, a public citizen, and he's talking about the Senate Energy Bill, and they are voting on that today. So you don't want to miss the giveaways that are buried inside of this energy bill that George W. Bush has gone all over this country saying he wanted an energy bill on his desk. He wanted an energy bill on his desk. And for a minute, I couldn't understand why there was such a concerted effort by George W. Bush to push this energy bill. Well, when you read it, you'll see why there's such an urgency to this. It's more corporate welfare. It's more corporate welfare, and as everybody knows, you can't wait on the needs of the greedy. The greedy got to get theirs right away. So, like a mother sparrow dropping food down the throat of her babies with their beaks wide open, saying more, 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 more. That's what George W. Bush is doing for these energy companies and his buddies. Dropping food down their gullet. Money down their gullet. You don't want to miss this next hour. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. Stay with me. I'll be back right after the news.
I remember saying that progress is being made. If you take a knife and my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that below me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase.
President Bush makes a prime time pitch for staying the course in Iraq tonight in a speech from Fort Bragg, North Carolina. As polls suggest, support for the war is waning. ABC's Ann Compton is live at the White House with the latest.
Karen, he is reaching out to Americans now disillusioned with the war in Iraq, although Secretary of State Rice tells us this morning this is not poll-driven.
This president has always lived by his convictions and his values, not by what he sees in the polls.
At the home base of the 82nd Airborne Division, President Bush is to speak about a two-track strategy, military to bring Iraqi forces to a level they can protect the country, and political, a democratic government, which took power from the Americans just 1 year ago today. Karen?
ABC's Ann Compton live at the White House. In Iraq, deadly violence continues. Another American soldier has been killed in a roadside bombing, and four people, including a member of Iraq's parliament, have been killed in a suicide bombing. U.S. military officials, meanwhile, announced the launch of Operation Sword, the latest offensive aimed at squelching the insurgency. Doctors say the injury was bad, but the prognosis is good for a teenage boy who became the second shark attack victim in several days in the Florida Panhandle.
He obviously has a very significant injury, has considerable risk for further blood loss and infection, so in terms of where we started, I think we're in pretty good shape.
His surgeon, Dr. Glenn Summers, says he was forced to amputate his right leg yesterday. Another surgery is scheduled for today. The first attack in Destin, Florida, killed a 14-year-old girl. She was 100 yards offshore where she was attacked by a 6-foot bull shark. Experts say both victims were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
They were standing, boogie boarding, so splashing definitely increases the chances that you can attract sharks.
Hopes are fading for a 13-year-old Boy Scout missing in Yellowstone Park since falling into a river Friday. Officials say it's now a recovery effort, not a rescue effort. This is ABC News.
This Walmart opening has made a difference to a lot of people because this was a community that did need jobs.
When you lose your job, you're lost.
Walmart provided 450 jobs.
I think we really changed some lives when we opened this store.
And I'm glad to see that it happened here in Gastonia.
Now that we've built this place from the ground up, it's much closer to our hearts.
It gives us a real good sense of the future. Walmart will be there.
This is the store we needed as much as it needed us.
Hey, let's go to my house for an Ovaltine milkshake.
I love chocolate Ovaltine shakes. Let's go!
If it's snack time for the kids, let's make them Ovaltine milkshakes. I'll get out the ice cream and milk.
And I'll get the rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Hey, this is Mom's making Ovaltine shakes.
Yes, I love her Ovaltine shakes.
Yeah!
Now I'll add the rich chocolate Ovaltine.
And I'll get the glasses.
Mom, we're home!
Who wants an Ovaltine shake?
I do!
I guess we better make more.
More Ovaltine shakes, please.
Miss America doesn't live here anymore. ABC's Deirdre Bryant tells us she's found a new home.
There she is.
Make that there she is, y'all. Miss America is moving to cable, and she's getting a complete makeover. The pageant was having trouble finding a TV outlet this year, but now, riding into the rescue, country music television. Some say it could be a good marriage, since beauty pageants traditionally have been more popular in the South. It won't air until January. Atlantic City is still up in the air, and there could be more of a reality show format. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News. Why do zombies walk so slow? George Romero, the twisted mind behind the new horror flick Land of the Dead, says it's because rigor mortis has set in, of course. Romero says if his latest zombie movie is a big enough hit, he may do another. But he promises, as long as he's making zombie movies, The Walking Dead will never run. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, Gray Eagle Distributors is changing hands. Jerry Clinton, who has owned the St. Louis County Anheuser-Busch beer distributor since 1980, has sold Gray Eagle to David Stokes. Stokes, the general manager of Anheuser-Busch's Sylmar, California branch, is expected to take the reins of Gray Eagle on September 1st. Clinton had originally planned to sell the company to his son Jeff, who died in a racing accident in Miami in 2002. Although the U.S. Supreme Court justices are officially in recess until October, Frederick Bloom, an assistant law professor at St. Louis University, says the court will work to identify which cases it will review in the fall. Yesterday, the High Court released a split decision on the issue of where and when the Ten Commandments can be displayed. The court also ruled Internet file trading networks can be held liable when their users copy music and movies without permission. Although resignations were expected, none of the judges resigned yesterday. Most people think that winter is the only time area food pantries are in need of food, but summertime is also a time when the pantry shelves are empty. Katri Spink, chairman of the Freedom from Hunger Food Drive, says that's why officials are working extra hard to collect food through the food drive.
In the summertime, children are out of school and at home, and families who are struggling already with food crisis have an increased demand in trying to feed their children three meals a day, so it's really important in the summertime.
The goal of the food drive is to collect 50,000 pounds of canned goods by the end of July. In addition, the Freedom from Hunger Food Drive will host a Songs for Soup concert July 14th at Keener Plaza. Admission is free with a canned good. For more information about the concert and the food drive, call 314-754-4632. Finally this hour, Illinois' Darren Williams is now only hours away from hearing his name called at tonight's NBA draft. Williams is projected to be a top 5 or top 10 pick after leading the Illini to the national championship game as a junior last season. He averaged 12.5 points per game and set a school record with 264 assists last year. Williams' Illinois teammate Luther Head and Missouri's Linus Kleiza will also likely be drafted this evening, as both are expected to be late first-round or early second-round picks. Also hoping to hear his name called tonight is Southern Illinois' Darren Brooks out of Jennings High in St. Louis. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by McDonald's. For a limited time, you could get a prize with your McDonald's fries. More than 3 million Cardinals prizes and offers. So buy some fries and look for a prize. McDonald's, I'm loving it. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Air National Guard. Northbound 55 at Weber Road and 44. Everything's on the move. Eastbound 44 between 141 and 270. No problems to report. Eastbound 40 at Lindbergh. Look for very heavy volume already in your 7 a.m. commute. Northbound 270 is slow on either side of Route 30, then again on either side of 44. Westbound 270 at West Florissant, look for very heavy volume as well. Your bridge approaches stack up like this. Westbound 5570 between 64 and the Poplar Street Bridge. You have slow traffic in pockets on the right-hand lane as you're exiting off the bridge. Westbound 64 at 5570, look for slow traffic as well. And westbound Kingbridge traffic before Laclede's Landing, everything's on the move. Southbound Craig Road at Olive, there's a water main that has been broke, and the right lane is closed at this hour. Northbound Route 79 at Dyer, there's a medical emergency. It reported as a person is slumped at the wheel. And Skinker remains closed at Forest Park Parkway due to the Metrolink construction. Traffic can use Lindell to get around that construction area. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Air National Guard. Job description, guarding America and defending freedom. The Air National Guard is looking for someone like you. Great training and college benefits available. Call 1-800-2-GO-ANG. That's 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Heat advisory is in effect from noon today till 6 p.m. on Wednesday. Otherwise, partly cloudy today, 20% chance of showers and a possible thunderstorm. High should be in the mid-90s. Moving on to this evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-70s. Wednesday, very hot, partly cloudy, high near 100. The highest heat indices should be between 103 and 107 in the afternoon. Moving on to Wednesday evening, partly cloudy, low in the upper 70s. However, the high heat indexes will still remain around 103 to 105 during the early portions of the evening. Then on Thursday, partly cloudy skies, another chance for showers with a high in the lower 90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 75 degrees under partly cloudy skies with some haze. Lambert Field is reporting 74 and some haze and partly cloudy skies as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I listen? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I listen? It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I remember saying that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal dignity.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, and we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, and oh my goodness, we have so much stuff to talk about. In the last hour, we were talking about incredible, astounding, jaw-dropping statements on behalf of George W. Bush and his administration's concerns about detainees and justice and fairness for all. And I quote, America it believes in freedom from torture, that it is an inalienable right, and we are committed to building a world where human rights are respected and protected by the rule of law. He said that inexplicably speaking, and or just crazy in La La Land, from the perspective of where he gave this speech. This puts you in La La Land, that he actually had an opportunity to speak at the UN's International Day in support of victims of torture. That's where we are. Where we are is in a place where we hear astounding words come out of people's mouths that are in direct contradiction to
the reality of the world that we live in. Another thing that George W. Bush has been doing, and this administration has been pushing, and their support in Congress, both left and right side of the aisle, is this energy bill. George W. Bush has said that he wants, and it is expected that he may mention this, or that he will, it's expected that he will mention this in his appeal to the American people tonight to trust that the war is going well. He's going to include it in a comment that he wants an energy bill on his desk by August for him to sign. We need to take a look at something that he is pushing so hard. We need to take a close look at something, a bill that is being pushed this hard by the administration, by this Congress at this time. We need to take a very close, long, hard look at bills that are being pushed so vigorously. And we're getting close to the pike. I mean, we're coming down the pike. We are getting close to the end. A vote is expected soon on this energy bill. So let's have a conversation about that. And we're going to do that this morning with Tyson Slocum, Research Director for the Energy Program at Public Citizen. Tyson is joining us from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Tyson.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well.
Bad stuff's fixing to come down, huh?
Absolutely. The Senate is going to be voting probably in the next hour, and they will pass a deeply flawed energy bill. And so that complements the energy bill that the House passed back in April. We're still several months away from a final bill, however, because the House and the Senate are going to take several months to work out the differences between the two bills.
Let's talk about, let's go back to April, Tyson. Let's talk about some of the amazing things that the House wanted to put, or that the House did, in fact, put in this energy bill. Because this really seems like it's a giveaway to a whole lot of folks and a whole lot of things that don't necessarily have to do with energy. And when they do have to do with energy, it's problematic.
Absolutely. Well, actually, if we want to be really accurate, we need to go all the way back to January 2001,
let's
two days after Bush's inauguration. He signed an executive order creating an energy task force that was led by Vice President Dick Cheney. And as we all know, that energy task force had hundreds of meetings where they met only exclusively with energy company CEOs and their lobbyists.
Hundreds of meetings?
Hundreds of meetings with CEOs and their lobbyists. We know that at least six of those meetings were with Ken Lay, the fraudulent CEO of Enron Corporation.
No, you mean Kenny Boy.
Exactly,
okay.
Kenny Boy.
All right. So hundreds of meetings. I would bet you, Tyson, that most Americans really have reduced that down into a couple of meetings that Dick Cheney had with the people with energy folks in the White House. But there were hundreds of meetings.
Oh, yeah, there were hundreds of meetings, and no one disputes that Dick Cheney and his staff relied exclusively on the input of energy CEOs. Now, the reason I mention this, it's not just history, because those meetings and the plan that they produced forms the foundation and the basis for the energy bill that the Senate and the House are debating today.
So let's get to April. Let's look at some of this.
Sure. The House of Representatives in April passed a deeply flawed energy bill, and the reason it's deeply flawed is because it relies almost exclusively on providing billions of dollars of taxpayer incentives to energy companies, and will do little to nothing to really reduce prices or protect American consumers. For example, the House bill has $8 billion in tax breaks. 95% of those, or $7.5 billion, go to big energy companies. They're going to coal companies. They're going to oil companies like ExxonMobil. They're going to nuclear power companies. Only 5%, or $500 million, is going to energy efficiency and renewable energy, and that is disgraceful. We, at a time when a barrel of oil is over $60, feeding huge profits for companies like ExxonMobil, we do not need bigger subsidies to those industries.
Mm. And what about the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge?
Yeah, the energy bill would open that up. The Republicans were concerned about the Democrats being able to filibuster it or stop it with 60 votes, and so the drilling in the Arctic was passed during a budget resolution when you only needed 51 votes to pass it. Now, the thing about opening up the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to drilling is that it's not going to do anything to make America energy independent. Remember that the United States is already the third largest oil-producing country in the world. Only Saudi Arabia and Russia produce more oil than we do every day. The problem is that we are by far the largest consumer of oil. We use 25% of the world's oil every day. So even if we were to double our oil production and produce as much as Saudi Arabia, we'd still be importing half of our oil. So we're never going to be able to produce our way to independence.
And one of the things that this administration is pushing in conjunction with trying to get this bill passed is the idea that passing of this bill will somehow lead to lower gas prices. That one of the reasons we have higher gas prices is because he hasn't gotten the energy bill that he wants.
That's right. Well, we all know that the Bush White House has a big problem with facts.
Mm.
And this is yet another example. There is nothing in this energy bill that is going to result in lower prices for consumers because it does nothing at all to tackle the problem. All it does is give lots of giveaways to energy companies and their lobbyists. That's who wrote the bill, and that's who benefits. The rest of us, the working people of this country, the consumers, we don't get anything from this energy bill because we played no role in helping to craft its policies or its programs.
And one of the components of this bill that I think is just so scary, that it's scary because of what it does, and it's scary because I haven't heard anybody talking about it, and that is the PUCA repeal.
Absolutely.
Can you tell our audience what PUCA is and why they are trying to repeal it?
Sure. PUCA is an acronym for something called the Public Utility Holding Company Act. And this is the last remaining structural regulation that Franklin Roosevelt championed back in the 1930s. It remains an incredibly important law. It is the last remaining federal regulation.
And before that, sure, this was the biggest battle that FDR fought of his first term. This was the hardest battle that he fought and won.
Absolutely. It only passed the Senate by one vote,
mm,
and it was in direct response to a lot of the big corporate robber barons that had helped cause the Great Depression and the stock market crash of 1929.
So they had to have
a lot of non-transparent corporate business practices, much like what Enron did, where you had off-the-books partnerships, you had fraudulent activities, and all of it was going on under the radar screen of federal regulators.
And again, it took a depression. It took a stock market crash, and it still only passed by one vote in the Senate.
That's right. And what we've seen from 1935 until 1992, when Congress, under the first George Bush, punched some holes in the Public Utility Holding Company Act, we saw the United States have the most transparent, the most successful, the most efficient, and the cheapest electricity and energy system of the industrialized world.
Mm.
And it's only when we started to deregulate, to say, you know what, let's trust some of these energy companies to do the right thing, that we have started to experience problems. For example, Enron received two big exemptions from the Public Utility Holding Company Act. Had they not received those exemptions, they never could have done what they did to consumers or to shareholders.
Mm.
This is an incredibly important law, and in the wake of corporate scandal after corporate scandal, in the wake of the California energy crisis, in the wake of higher prices across the country, we do not need more deregulation. The answer here is that energy companies have proven, without a doubt, that they cannot be trusted to do the right thing, and that we need to have strong regulations because that's the only way we can protect consumers.
So what will happen if the PUCA legislation is repealed? What will happen?
The first thing is that non-utility companies can more easily acquire electric utilities. Right now, for example, PUCA forbids ExxonMobil or Goldman Sachs or even Chinese oil companies from buying up American electric utilities. If PUCA is repealed, you are absolutely going to see Goldman Sachs, the Wall Street investment firm, you're going to see big insurance companies like John Hancock, and you're going to see oil companies and foreign companies buying up electric utilities, not because they think that they can deliver good value to consumers, but because they're interested in the guaranteed money that utilities offer.
And
because electric utilities, it isn't like Walmart. When you are paying your electric bill, you really don't have a choice. There's usually only one company, and so as a result, you have millions of people paying millions and millions of dollars to the utility. Those are guaranteed revenues that these companies want to get their hands on to help finance other operations.
So in theory, I could, since all utilities, all electricity is governed by one place here in the state of Missouri, in theory, if the PUCA Act is repealed, I could be paying twice as much for electricity in the city of St. Louis as they do in St. Joe, Missouri.
Absolutely.
I could be writing a check out to Halliburton Electrical Company.
That's right.
Because Halliburton is really set in one of the best positions to take advantage of this deregulation, aren't they?
Definitely has a lot of extra cash because of the way that they fleeced the American and the Iraqi public. So they've got lots of extra money that they're sitting on, and they're just waiting to spend it on something.
And also, I mean, the oil companies already control 50% of the oil production. Why wouldn't they move to utilities once PUCA is repealed?
Exactly. ExxonMobil has enjoyed after-tax profits of $60 billion since George Bush became president. ExxonMobil has so much money, they admitted to shareholders last month that they don't even know how to spend all of it.
Let me tell you,
they are waiting for the Public Utility Holding Company Act to be repealed, and they're going to start buying up utilities, sucking the value out of them, and leaving consumers with the debt.
Who is concerned about the PUCA being repealed? Who's concerned about that? What are we hearing from the House and the Senate on this?
Well, actually, in the House, led by Representative John Dingell from Michigan, led a fight to try to save it, and he got 188 votes, but unfortunately it fell short of winning because the Republicans have the majority. So there have been floor fights in Congress to try to save this act and to try to draw public attention to it. There are some members of Congress that are committed to protecting consumers, but we just don't have the numbers right now.
And in terms of, I guess, comparisons, would it be fair to make the comparison to the problems of deregulation when Newt Gingrich changed the law as it pertained to media ownership to allow foreign ownership for Rupert Murdoch? Is that a fair comparison to what would happen if PUCA is repealed?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're just going to – I mean, right now the euro in Europe is much stronger than the U.S. dollar, so the purchasing power of European corporations is greater. We've already seen what the Chinese government can do.
What we've helped them be able to do.
Exactly. We've got a Chinese-owned oil company that is battling to try to take over a California-based oil company, Unocal. So, yeah, you're definitely going to see foreign companies step in here. And this isn't about xenophobia. This isn't saying we should be afraid of this. But we're saying it's going to dilute the ability of local folks in our communities to have adequate control if the ultimate parent company of the local utility is based in Beijing or in Amsterdam.
And the other piece of it that I think is very important as well, Tyson, is that any time that a business is about bringing more money to their stockholders, the consumer loses.
Absolutely.
The consumer because you can never be first. The consumer can never be first in that relationship.
Exactly. And again, that is the underlying problem of this entire energy bill, is that it only looks after the CEOs and their paychecks, and it ignores the paychecks and the bills that regular folks have to pay. And that's why all of the energy policies being promoted in this energy bill, from repeal of PUCA to giving scarce taxpayer subsidies to big oil companies, to loosening regulations over the energy industry, it's going to enrichen the wallets of CEOs at the direct expense of the U.S. taxpayer and the U.S. consumer.
And, you know, there's nothing wrong there's nothing wrong with or illegal about someone having a corporation. But I, as a consumer, I don't have to buy Prada. Prada can be concerned about the corporate dollars and for their shareholders. I don't have to buy Prada, but I have to have electricity. I have to have heat for my home.
Exactly. And that's the thing, is that energy has been is different from other commodities in the U.S. economy, and it's been regulated much differently.
And we have to take a break right quick, Tyson. I'm talking to Tyson Slocum, Research Director for the Energy Program at Public Citizen. We're talking about this incredible energy bill that they're getting ready to vote on right now in the United States Senate. We'll be right back, and before we go, I have a confession to make. I do have to have Prada. I really do have to have Prada. I'll be back.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Tropicana Pure Premium Orange Juice. Eastbound 70 between 94 and the Blanchette Bridge, major road construction. Only the two left lanes are getting by with through traffic. Traffic is backed up approaching Highway 94 at this hour. Westbound 270 at Graham Hanley. All roadways are reopened after an earlier stall. Westbound 70 at Hanley, there's a medical emergency. There's a report of a sick case in the vehicle. Northbound 55 at Loughborough and Lafayette, no problems to report. Eastbound 44 between Bowles and 270, everything's on the move. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Lindbergh, very heavy volume this hour. Northbound 270 between 44 and Marshall, it is stop and go this hour, and your bridge approaches look like this. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge is slow, particularly in the right lanes. Westbound 64 to 5570 merge looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing, everything is underway there. Southbound Craig at Olive, there's a water main, the right lane is closed. Skinker remains closed through Forest Park Parkway due to Metrolink construction. Traffic can use Lindell to get around that area. And westbound Highway 47 in front of the Warrenton Golf Course is a report of an overturned vehicle. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Tropicana Pure Premium. This morning, don't just rise, shine. Have a Tropicana morning. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. A heat advisory is in effect beginning at noon today through 6 p.m. on Wednesday. Otherwise, partly cloudy, a 20% chance of showers. The high should be in the mid-90s. For this evening, partly cloudy skies will continue. The low should be in the mid-70s. Wednesday, very hot, partly cloudy, high around 100. The highest heat index is expected to reach between 103 and 107 by the afternoon. And then on Wednesday evening, it will be partly cloudy with a low in the upper 70s. However, the heat index will remain at 103 to 105 throughout the early evening hours. Thursday, partly sunny, a chance for showers with a high in the lower 90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 75 degrees under partly cloudy skies with some haze. Lambert Field is reporting 75 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call as she speaks with Tyson Slocum. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Spring rains, summertime heat. They can take a toll on your roof. But not to worry. Call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127. Person Roofing now offers a GAF factory warranty up to 10 years on any modified rubber roof. And that includes labor and material. GAF is the largest maker of roofing material in the country and stands behind its product 100%. Finance your new roof with Visa or MasterCard. Free estimates. Call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127.
Remember that song you sang in Sunday school? Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Since 1994, Hope for the Nations has reached out in love to children in 20 countries on 4 continents, providing the security to help homeless children grow into confident young people, educating and training them to become effective community leaders, helping them to help others through business development. Discover how Hope for the Nations reaches out in love to the children of the world. Get involved yourself. Visit www.hopeforthenations.com. That's hopeforthenations.com. Hope for the Nations, a nonprofit organization turning today's orphans into tomorrow's leaders since 1994.
New state-of-the-art technology has made it possible to offer copies of programs heard on WGNU to the listening audience at a lower cost. If there is a specific program you are interested in having for your personal library, we can now make it available to you at a cost of $25 per hour. Please make a check or money order payable to WGNU Radio, 265 Union, St. Louis, 63108. Please specify the time, day, and particular topic, and allow 10 days delivery. All program recordings are subject to availability. Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. I'm talking to Tyson Slocum, Research Director for the Energy Program at Public Citizen. He's joining us from Washington, D.C., and we're talking about this energy bill that George W. Bush is going to ask in his speech tonight that he wants, or he's going to state in his speech tonight, that he wants this bill signed on his desk in order for him to sign in August, by August of this year. Tyson, welcome back.
Thank you.
Can we talk a little bit about some of the kind of crazy giveaways that are in this bill? This bill kind of represents not only handout to people in tax credits, it also represents a handout to a lot of people that folks may recognize. I mean, is Tony Snow in this, or Snow that used to run the head of the Army?
It's Thomas White.
I'm sorry, Thomas White. That's
yeah,
right.
In the Senate bill, Thomas White was a top Enron executive, and in 2001, George Bush appointed him to be Secretary of the U.S. Army.
Mm-hmm.
He served in that capacity for about 2 years. Well, the problem is that while he was the head of Enron, or the head of an Enron division, questions were raised about responsibilities he had for the California energy crisis, for contributing to the theft of $70 billion from the California consumer. And the Senate put in this provision without a debate that provides a $2 billion loan guarantee that a company headed by Thomas White, formerly of Enron, stands to receive. So we've got a situation where taxpayers are being asked to stand behind and guarantee a $2 billion loan to a former Enron executive to build a coal power plant in Wyoming.
And a former Enron executive that quit his job early that he was given by our government.
That's right.
He resigned in part
due to continuing controversy over his role during the California energy crisis. He was forced to testify before the United States Senate back in 2002, and he gave a lot of incomplete and contradictory answers to questions about what his knowledge was and what his responsibilities were for the fraud committed against the good people of California.
And for that, he's rewarded with a multi-billion dollar loan?
That's right. Well, like I said, lobbyists and well-placed special interests played an active role in writing this legislation for the U.S. Senate and for the United States House.
Can we break down this loan just a little bit?
Sure.
What are the terms of a multi-billion dollar loan guarantee?
Oh, well, you're going to love this. There really are no terms.
Oh.
It basically says, the language is very clear. It says a facility located at 4,000 feet in altitude and gives all these other specifics that really narrow down who can qualify for this loan.
That it was
this Enron company. And then if the company defaults on it, it says the United States Department of Energy is responsible for paying back the principal and the interest on the loan.
Oh, for goodness sake. So that's kind of like them saying, okay, we're going to give a loan to a business out here that's owned by a woman whose name begins with L, has two Z's in it, and
exactly.
is a talk show host in St. Louis, and who's African-American and has curly hair.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So who's that going to go to?
That's right, because Congress won't ever, you know, give a specific name, but just as you outlined, they'll write it in such a way that it'll exclude everyone else except for the intended recipient.
And this is so obscene. This is really, really, really so obscene that a person that has done so much wrong, and if you can't go with he's done wrong, that has demonstrated his incompetency, that didn't finish his last job that he had, and his last job was working for us, had to quit that job because of questions of his integrity on other issues, is getting a multi-billion-dollar guaranteed loan that if he screws it up, we pay for it.
Exactly. And there's other examples of that. There's another company in Minnesota called Excelsior Energy that will receive an $800 million loan guarantee in this energy bill. And Excelsior Energy is headed by a former CEO of a now bankrupt company that was fined $25 million for its role in the California energy crisis. So this energy bill is literally rewarding corporate criminals.
What about us? What about energy efficient cars? What about alternative forms of energy? How do we fare on this? And I know what the answer is, but tell me.
Well, like I said, the House bill gives only 5% of the $8 billion in tax breaks to energy efficiency and to renewable energy, which is ridiculous.
Well, okay.
Because the other industries, the oil companies, are getting billions of dollars when they're reaping the biggest profits in their history. The Senate bill is a little more generous to renewable energy so that people can more easily buy hybrid cars and things like that. Of the $22 billion in tax breaks in the Senate energy bill, half of them go towards energy efficiency and alternative technologies and renewable energy. But that still means that $11 billion in the Senate energy bill is going to ExxonMobil, to coal companies, to big nuclear power companies, big wealthy industries that are enjoying record profits and that don't need any more handouts from the American taxpayer.
And what is this awful little miscellaneous thing about extending daylight savings time?
There's something, I don't know how bad or good that is.
Well, for someone that gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning, extending it by 2 months is problematic.
Yeah, they're thinking about tweaking, the daylight savings time to more accurately reflect, when daylight is out, so that people will not turn on their lights as soon, and so that way they will reduce their energy consumption. It's a very minor thing compared to the taxpayer money
that
Congress is talking about spending.
But again, it's putting the responsibility on the little guy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're the ones that are supposed to turn our lights out, but we're supposed to give billions of dollars to companies that have so much money that they don't know where to spend it.
Yeah, well, when Bush talks about the ownership society, he's talking about big companies owning our government and owning the taxpayer revenue that we pay in. Because that's exactly what this energy bill does. It literally just allows big energy companies to eat at the trough of the public taxpayer.
We're going to take a break, folks. I'm talking to Tyson Slocum. He is the research director for the energy program at Public Citizen. We're talking about this energy bill that they're fixing to vote on just in a few minutes up in Washington, D.C., and Tyson is joining us from Washington, D.C. I'm Liz Brown. Our number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget, we are archived every day, every hour at whiteroadsociety.org. If you miss an hour, get an hour. I'll be back.
Your word to me, for that I love you forever. A promise is a promise in my eyes. Can't say you're gonna just a compromise.
Do they play jazz in heaven? In New Orleans, we know they do.
If your family hasn't been to New Orleans, y'all haven't lived. Visit NewOrleansOnline.com to plan your trip to Six Flags New Orleans, Audubon Zoo, Aquarium of the Americas, and more. Hop on the new canal streetcar line, see gators up close, and roll in a riverboat down the mighty Mississippi. Visit NewOrleansOnline.com today for great hotel rates and a free Good Times guide with more than $2,400 in coupons. And jazz up your family's next vacation in New Orleans.
You know if there's a paradise, it's an afternoon in Jackson Square. But if they play jazz in heaven, darling, it's standing room only up there.
NewOrleansOnline.com, happening every day.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline, Washington. The Supreme Court has come down against Internet file sharing services. In a ruling yesterday, the High Court said such organizations will be held responsible if they intend their customers to use its software mainly to illegally download music and movies. The ruling will send the case back to a lower court, which had ruled in favor of the file sharing groups. The majority opinion said that whoever distributes a device with the intent of promoting its use to infringe on a copyright is liable for the resulting acts of infringement by third parties. The file sharing services argue they could not be held liable for such acts because they had no direct control over what millions of people did with software that they provided for free. The entertainment industry had complained they were losing millions in royalties, but on the other side, consumer groups made a case that expanding liability would repress the development of new technology. The file-sharing companies such as Grokster and Streamcast could wind up having to pay billions in lost royalty fees to music and movie companies. Some record companies have already moved against individual users. At least 600 cases have been filed and settled for about $3,000 each. And Dateline Lagos. American evangelist Benny Hinn is being criticized for caring more about money than the salvation of souls after a Nigerian crusade turned out a lower number than expected. Back in April, Hinn had scheduled a 3-day crusade in which he promised the sick would be made well, those without jobs would become employed, and the enemy in general would be overcome. Hinn had expected 6 million Nigerians to be delivered from their problems, but only about 300,000 people actually showed up each night of the 3-day crusade. On the final evening, Hinn became enraged and said from the pulpit that he had just thrown $4 million down the drain. He said the extra PA equipment he ordered was not needed, and then he also complained about other expenses that had taken place. He then declared that the local Nigerian organizers would have to pay all the rest of the expenses from the collections they took in on the first 2 days because his ministry was not going to cover them. Hinn's complaints diluted any spiritual aspects of the crusade, and his local organizers accused Nigerian Pentecostal preachers of sabotaging the crusade and giving out false information in order to discredit the entire organization. Now, the leadership of the Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria has formed a committee to investigate this funding controversy. This is your wake-up call Global News Update.
It's our country's tallest monument, standing at 630 feet. 2 million people visit every year. And best of all, the St. Louis Gateway Arch is just a short drive away for you and your family. Now you can see this architectural wonder from all sides. A ride to the top, a stroll underneath, even a relaxing river cruise right past the arch and city skyline. Watch the latest film on a giant four-story movie screen. See the arch being built piece by piece and take a trip back in time in our Westward Expansion Museum. Plus, cruise the mighty Mississippi aboard one of our Gateway Arch riverboats, all departing from under the arch for one-hour sightseeing cruises or a delicious dinner cruise. You see, a visit to the Gateway City is more than just a day trip. It's entertainment, cruising, and education rolled into one. Make plans now for your family's day at the St. Louis Gateway Arch. Call toll-free 1-800-787-7411. That's 1-800-787-7411. Or visit us at gatewayarch.org.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Hell today, I'm late for work again. Leave out at Bonnet, they'll all imply that I might not last today. And then you call me and it's not so bad, it's not so bad.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. I'm talking to Tyson Slocum, Research Director for the Energy Program at Public Citizen. He's joining us from Washington, D.C., and we're talking about this incredible energy bill that George Bush wants on his desk to sign by August. Tyson, back in April, the House Republicans secured language in the bill that provides liability protection for that provided liability protection of manufacturers for of the MTBE.
Mm-hmm.
Did that make it to the Senate?
It did not, and in fact, this issue was the reason that the energy bill failed to pass last year. MTBE is a chemical additive to gasoline that makes the burning of gasoline in an automobile engine more efficient. And so it uses less fuel and it's a little cleaner. The problem is that MTBE has been found to contaminate water supplies when it leaks into the local ecosystem. The debate is that oil companies that produce MTBE, like ExxonMobil and Chevron Texaco, knew that the MTBE created these problems of water contamination. We've got internal memos written by these companies to prove it. So the Republicans in the House, led by Tom DeLay of the Houston, Texas area, want to completely protect ExxonMobil and Chevron Texaco from any lawsuits that would try to pin financial responsibility for the contamination of public water systems with these oil companies. They want to shield ExxonMobil from lawsuits. And the Senate, led by some conservative Republicans whose states have had their water systems contaminated, say no, these companies knew that it was a bad product and they need to be held financially responsible.
Now, are there any that didn't make it to the Senate?
It did not make it to the Senate. No.
Are there any other components that have made it to the Senate that may be a deal killer for this bill in the Senate?
Well, I'm not sure. There's one proposal that would eliminate the ability of states to have adequate say over the siting and permitting of some large energy projects, specifically liquefied natural gas terminals in coastal towns. But a lot of the other proposals, so far I haven't heard Democrats talk about threatening a filibuster the way they did last year with the problems related to water contamination from MTBE.
Let me get to a couple of callers here. You have a question for our guest?
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
I want to thank both of you for your program this morning and your information. And it's more of a statement. The government's created another crisis to save us from. And mission accomplished. George has accomplished his mission to give his rich friends money. Talk to you later.
This is a giveaway.
Yeah, I mean, the caller just summed it right up there. I mean, the Republicans who control Congress and the White House really don't make any excuses. They say we need to use public resources to subsidize the operations of big energy companies. And other groups like Public Citizen and some Democrats are saying, you know what, we need to not just simply write checks to very profitable companies that happen to give a lot of money to Republican campaigns, but we need to support energy policies that are really going to make America safer by having us less dependent on Saudi Arabia and other countries for our oil, to encourage renewable clean energy, and to strengthen regulations over an energy industry so that we can lower energy prices.
Jerome, you have a question or comment for our guest.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am.
My question is, Liz, we American people are asleep for one reason, and the other one, they should get rid of the people who's working for the corporation, which is our congressman, the one that we elected in office to protect us, is the one that's doing us wrong.
Thanks for your
call. They are parasites.
Thanks for your call.
And the American public won't even do nothing about it. They'll let themselves go down the drain. Thank you.
And that's one of the challenges, isn't it, Tyson, that why don't we have a threatened filibuster in the Senate simply over Puka?
I don't know. I mean, we have been trying to get members of Congress to recognize the importance of keeping some regulations in place. We can't just have no regulations over big energy companies.
It took a depression and it took a stock market crash to get the first one.
Exactly. And the energy industry hasn't radically changed since that time period. We still get electricity and energy the same exact way today in 2005 that we got in 1935. Mm. So the regulations remain entirely relevant. And again, the law was designed to address Enron-like practices, which were widespread back then, which if we remove this law, we're going to see a return to unaccountable practices that are going to end up harming not only consumers but the entire economy.
Carphone, you have a quick question for our guest.
I would just like to say, when is the American people going to wake up and realize that our senators and congressmen do not work for us? Thank you.
A lot of anger out there at folks not doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? People who are angry and upset need to call their member of Congress. They need to call their senators and voice that outrage and say, you need to oppose this bill or you need to filibuster it or else you're not going to get my vote in the next election.
Larry, question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I do. I'd like to ask the guest, when Ronald Reagan came out, he was fighting the liberals. And you find out that the conservatives is the ones that's been doing all the dirt to American people. And they need to, Democrats need to come back and show point by point of each problem that the conservatives have thrown down America's people's backs.
Thank you, Larry. And again, we get back to this issue that people, it is unacceptable that the Democrats out there are not threatening to filibuster over Puka repeal.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to say enough is enough. We need to filibuster this bill because it's going to remove the last remaining regulations over the energy industry.
Who else is involved besides Public Citizen on this issue?
And we have 1 minute here. Consumer and environmental groups, the United States Public Interest Research Group, a couple of labor unions, and like I said, there are some members of Congress, like Representative John Dingell in Michigan, who have raised the concern about repealing the Public Utility Holding Company Act. but we just don't have enough numbers. And that's why the listeners out there need to call their members of Congress and demand that they support a filibuster or oppose this energy bill.
And to get in contact with you, that's www.publiccitizen.org.
That's correct.
Tyson Slocum, Research Director for the Energy Program at Public Citizen, thank you so much.
It was my pleasure.
Take care now. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. I will be back after the news. Stay with me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. President Bush will outline his rationale for staying the course in Iraq in a primetime speech from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, tonight. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice offered a preview on ABC's Good Morning America.
We all mourn the sacrifice of Americans who are losing their lives there, and we look forward to the day when American soldiers can return home with the honor that they so richly deserve. But we have to finish this job.
In Iraq, another American soldier was killed in a roadside bombing, and the latest in a recent string of suicide bombings killed an Iraqi parliament member. A new coalition offensive called Operation Sword has just been launched to root out insurgents in Anbar province. The second shark attack victim in the Florida panhandle in recent days heads into a second surgery today.
The things we're looking for in terms of salvaging as much tissue and as much function as we can, recognizing that he's lost that limb and recognizing that he's at extreme risk for further infection.
His surgeon, Dr. Glenn Summers, says they could not save his leg, but they could save his life. The 16-year-old boy is in critical condition. The mother of a missing Alabama girl is demanding answers from authorities in Aruba. ABC's Jim Hickey has the latest.
With the release of two of the five suspects held by Arubian authorities, Natalie's mother, Beth Holloway Twitty, seems to believe this investigation has taken a giant step backward.
The government, they're going to have to step forward and pull me through it and assure me where we're going and assure me that we're making progress and assure me that we will have Natalie.
For almost a month, there has been no sign, no clue about what happened to her daughter here on the night of May 30th. Three teenagers are still being held, but they insist they had nothing to do with her disappearance. Jim Hickey, ABC News, Aruba.
His ex-wife remembers Walmart heir John Walton as a prince. Walton, one of the richest men in the world, died in the crash of an ultralight plane shortly after takeoff from Jackson Hole Airport in Wyoming. Walton was 58. This is ABC News.
I was biting into a spare rib when Uncle Ernie dropped his chopsticks. I'd seen that look before. It was heartburn. Before you could say duck sauce, I handed him Pepcid Complete. Only Pepcid Complete works on heartburn in two ways. It starts to neutralize acid on contact and keeps heartburn from coming back all day or all night. In no time, Uncle Ernie was back in Mooshu heaven. Pepcid Complete. Just one and heartburn's done. Use as directed.
A 1.99% mortgage? Call Quicken Loans now for an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call 800-316-3511 to see how you could get a $200,000 mortgage for only $330 a month, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-316-3511. 30-year mortgage interest-only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states.
Investors are going gaga for Google. ABC's Aaron Katursky tells us shares of the Internet search engine have hit a milestone.
When Google went public in August 2004, some investors balked at its per-share price of $85.
I think it's a good product that they offer, but long-term fiscal, it wouldn't be for me.
That guy may be kicking himself. Less than a year after Google's initial public offering, its shares are worth more than $300 each, and some Wall Street analysts say they could go higher. One says while there are lots of uncertainties, the stock could possibly reach $400 per share. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The wheels are in motion for the beatification process of Pope John Paul II. It began with a solemn vow of secrecy by all clerics involved, even the one designated devil's advocate, the one who investigates any doubts about his saintliness. The postulator has more than a dozen witnesses to testify. His former personal secretary says the world has already canonized him. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, the St. Louis County Council's Justice and Health Committee will meet today to review a revised smoking ban proposal. The ban, first proposed in February, originally extended to all enclosed public places, with only a few exceptions. The revised legislation includes more exceptions for casinos, bowling alleys, and cigar bars. Researchers at Washington University School of Medicine hope their latest study of cancer detection will lead to a policy change. Medicaid, Medicare, and many private insurance providers specify CT scans for diagnosing and monitoring vaginal cancer, but the new study finds that PET scans are more effective. Washington University radiologist and lead study author Dr. Perry Grigsby says PET scans can make several forms of cancer easier to manage.
With the PET scan, we can detect the cancers earlier, and because they are detected earlier, the chance of curing a patient with the cancer is much greater.
Grigsby says his team found similar results in cervical cancer patients in 1999. That research led to the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services approving the use of PET scans to diagnose cervical cancer this January. Deep brain stimulation may help patients who suffer from the most severe forms of depression. Researchers in London say the treatment uses electrodes implanted in the brain to switch off or interrupt the electrical circuits linked to depression, like a pacemaker for the brain. In 4 of 6 patients who failed all other treatments, deep brain stimulation relieved their depression. The technique was originally developed for patients with Parkinson's disease, but researchers at the Emory University School of Medicine in Atlanta adapted the procedure to help patients suffering depression. More testing is needed before the technique can be adapted for widespread use. Finally this hour, the recent rise in crude oil prices have pushed the price of gasoline higher for the third straight week. This past week's Metro Source Price at the Pump survey showed the national average for both regular and premium unleaded jumped 4 cents. Drivers across the country are now paying an average of $2.18 per gallon for regular and $2.36 for premium. Only 7 of the 66 cities in the survey showed a decrease in the price of regular unleaded over the last week. Raleigh-Durham posted a 6-cent decrease, making it one of the nation's low-price leaders at $2.06 per gallon. While most cities' price increases were moderate, the average for regular rose 19 cents in Cincinnati to $2.25 per gallon. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. Wow is what you'll say when you shop Kohl's Wednesday Only Wow Sale. Because for one Wednesday only, you'll find wow savings store-wide, like 50 to 60% off shorts for the family. This Wednesday, only at Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Air National Guard. Northbound 55 between River de Pere and Brewery. No problems are reported there. Eastbound 44 at Williams Road and Chrysler. To look for everything to be rolling steady. Eastbound 40 at Lindbergh. Still very heavy volume this hour. Northbound 270 is slow on either side of 44. Westbound 255 from Jefferson Barracks Bridge all the way into Lindbergh. Expect normal traffic for your 8 a.m. commute. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry to Washington Elizabeth is heavy volume this hour. Westbound 40 at Hampton and Hanley, no problems there. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason, however, you can expect slow volume there. Eastbound 40 between McKnight and Hanley, look for stop-and-go traffic as well. Your bridge approaches stack up like this. Westbound 5570 from the Exchange all the way onto the Poplar Street Bridge. It is stop-and-go, especially in the right-hand lanes as you exit off the bridge. Westbound 64 from 15th Street to the 5570 merge, look for stop-and-go. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois side all the way into Laclede's Landing looks good this hour. Southbound Craig Road at Olive, there's a water main broke. It has a right lane closed. Skinker remains closed at Forest Park Parkway due to the Metrolink extension. Traffic can use Lindell to get around that mess. North Highway 67 at Rhodes, look for an injury accident going on there. And in both directions, I-44 at Jameson, there's bridge maintenance operations going on. It has several lane closures going on throughout that area. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Air National Guard. Job description, guarding America and defending freedom. The Air National Guard is looking for someone just like you. Great training and college benefits available. Call 1-800-TOGOANG. That's 1-800-TOGOANG. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. A heat advisory is in effect beginning at noon today till 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies, a 20% chance of showers and or thunderstorms today. The high in the mid-90s for this evening, partly cloudy, with a low in the mid-70s. Moving on to Wednesday, very hot, partly cloudy. The high should be around 100 with the highest heat index, readings of 103 to 107 by the afternoon. Wednesday evening will cool down a bit, partly cloudy skies with a low in the upper 70s. However, the heat index will remain between 103 and 105 throughout the early evening hours. Then on Thursday, partly sunny skies, a 30% chance of showers with a high in the lower 90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 78 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 76, both under partly cloudy skies with haze. Stay tuned for another great interview with Liz Brown coming up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brother, talk to my sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brother, talk to my sister.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife and knife back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. The struggle against the common enemy of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equality.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. I just got to say this. It's almost like I got to go back to my first hour this morning. Revisit it. It's almost like it was an Alice in Wonderland moment. George W. Bush speaking, making a statement to mark the United Nations International Day in support of victims of torture.
Bush said, and I quote, and again, this is just the what the huh moment. It's just surreal. George W. Bush said, and I quote, and I couldn't make this stuff up. If I was a paid writer for Comedy Central, I could not make this stuff up better. This is what George W. Bush said. Freedom from torture is an inalienable human right, and we are committed to building a world where human rights are respected and protected by the rule of law. All those who live in tyranny and hopelessness can now know this. The United States will not ignore your oppression or excuse your oppressors. When you stand for your liberty, we will stand with you. What the? This is just madness. This is madness. This is madness. In the light of Guantanamo Bay, this is much madness. There's an organization out here. There's a coalition that is forming. There is stuff that is percolating as we move towards July 4th. There are people that have decided that, you know what, we're going to make some noise. We're going to do some stuff about Guantanamo Bay and about the hypocrisy and about hypocrisy of this administration and about the things that are done in our name. I have joining me this morning from New York City, Eve Ensler. You know her. She's the author of The Vagina Monologues, a playwright. Eve, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Very good.
Thank you for reading that incredible, bizarre quote from George Bush.
Oh, it's like we live in alternate reality.
No. This is like the other side. We've reached some point of insane madness that it is really hard to even contemplate.
It really is. And I saw that this morning, and I thought I was going to lose
my
mind.
Me too. I just thought, this could, it's almost like they had a speechwriter write exactly what we would have written and needed him to do.
Now tell me what I should have done and write that down, because I know I won't be able to remember it my own self, okay? Oh, this is crazy.
No, it's really crazy. You know, I just got home last night from the War Tribunal on Iraq in Istanbul. And I spent three or four days in this room with amazing people from all over the world. I was a juror, and Arundhati Roy was the chair of the jury. And we listened to testimony for 3 days about the war in Iraq. I'm so shattered, I can't even talk. But when you hear the complete eradication of the law and the respect for law on the part of the U.S. government everywhere in the world, but particularly in Iraq, to hear George Bush say this is like some kind of speak. Do you know what I'm saying? They talked about in the futuristic world where the opposite of what's going on is being said.
And it just makes you want to howl at the moon. You just want to open your window and just scream.
It's hard to figure out what to do in the face of that except to act in some big way.
Absolutely. And again, this is an administration. These are people that will look you dead in the face. Mm-hmm. They will open their mouths and they will say things that are so absolute in opposition of what they're doing, they sometimes make you question your own sanity.
Absolutely. Well, that's the idea, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know, it's what an abuser does. It makes,
right.
He makes her think it's her fault. I will stop hitting you if you just get your face out my fist.
Absolutely. I was at this event last night for domestic violence, and I was thinking how it's exactly the same story. It's the bullying idea that you blame the victim,
mm-hmm.
you make the victim feel responsible,
mm-hmm.
you make the victim feel paralyzed,
mm-hmm.
you make the victim unable to leave because they're afraid of you withdrawing money or support or love or respect or appreciation. And it's exactly what America's doing to the world right now.
That's right. And to America.
Yeah, and to America, which is even, you know, which in the long run, the posture and the status of America in the world has been so radically diminished by this administration. And it will take us a very long time to win it back.
And so talk to us about V-Day.
Well, V-Day is a global movement to end violence against women. In terms of Guantanamo, have been feeling, I think we've all been feeling, that this government, as you said earlier, doing and enacting torturous practices in our name is so absolutely counter to what most of us believe in and want for this world. And I just finished writing a new play, actually, about torture. So I spent months reading everything I could get my hands on about Abu Ghraib and about Guantanamo. And really, I just thought to myself, July 4th is coming up. How can anybody march in the streets of this country and talk about independence and freedom when we have prisoners detained all over this world without due process of law, when we are enacting racist policies based on people's ethnic and religious backgrounds, where we hold people impermanently without representation for crimes we don't even have any idea if they've committed? That is not independence, and that is not freedom. And I think there is a growing movement in this country that is getting stronger every day to not only shut down Guantanamo, but to get us out of Iraq. And I think if we could win around Guantanamo, if we could have one victory, it would literally ignite a movement across this country that would change the direction of not only our foreign policy, but our incredibly destructive domestic policy.
What are some of the things, Eve, that you want people to know about what's happening at Guantanamo that they may not know?
Well, I think what most Americans probably don't know is that there is this enemy combatant law. And that law is essentially that the American government, anytime, anywhere, with anyone in the world, can arrest you, hold you indefinitely, not accuse you of a crime, and essentially disappear you. And you could be held for 2 years without anyone ever knowing where you are. That is not constitutional. That is against the law. That is not upholding the law. And
isn't that what a gulag is?
That essentially is what a gulag is. And Guantanamo is essentially that. We have been holding prisoners without ever accusing them of crimes, without ever bringing them to trial. And we have found ways to make it so that they are not prisoners of war, so that they are held in this kind of limbo state where for years they are held in terrible situations, without any of their families sometimes even knowing it. There are children who have been at Guantanamo and who apparently are still there. And we are allowing these practices to occur in our name. That is not constitutional. That is not within the law of this country. And once you begin to break laws, once you begin to dissemble the law, there is nothing that rules against chaos any longer. Then people can disappear anyone. They can disappear anyone at any time. They can come to my house and say, you were just protesting the war in Iraq, and we believe you're an enemy combatant.
Or not even that. They just say, come with me.
Exactly. Actually, they can disappear you for thinking
That's right.
The administration.
And Eve, do you find that Americans have a difficult time in absorbing that truth? Do you think that Americans really believe that?
I don't. First of all, I don't think Americans are getting information. Because we have a media that is corporately controlled and serves the regime, people are not getting information that they desperately need to inform what they're doing. Secondly, I don't think, you know, I never understood how Germany happened. I kept thinking, all these years, how did the people of Germany just allow for the rise of Hitler and the rise of fascism and the rise of Nazism? What were they doing? And I think they were doing exactly what Americans are doing. They say, oh, it's not that bad. These people will change. It's going to go away. It really isn't happening the way everyone's exaggerating. They're being extreme. But in fact, it was happening.
And there's another piece of that, too, Eve, is it didn't start
with them.
No, it didn't.
You know, it started with, it was the same thing that is going on here and that has been going on in this country. You carve out a certain group of people as the bad folks.
Mm-hmm.
And then you constantly give that message of they're the bad, that's the problem, that's
right.
Where the problem is. And then you start, you begin to take away the laws, or you don't have any laws to protect those people. But bullies are never happy with it. Police officers that abuse people on the street, they go home and beat their wives too.
Of course they do.
They don't hold their belly in on any of this. It eventually gets to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think too that the systematic racial profiling that's been going on and mindset of undermining and desecrating Arab and Muslim people, for example, for mm-hmm. the last years, has allowed people to think other. They can do whatever they want to Iraqis. They can do whatever they want to people in Guantanamo. They can do whatever they want to those people.
But Eve, America is in a state of denial about profiling of people of African descent.
Of course it is, and it always has been.
So, I mean, if America doesn't even acknowledge that, of course it's going to deny when it comes to Muslims.
Of course it is. And I think part of it is a lot of what I was thinking about when I was in Istanbul at this tribunal is how do we communicate what's really going on to Americans so that they don't shut down, become numb, more distracted, more apathetic. And I think we all have to figure this out. It's very complicated. But what I do know is that all of us have to be bolder and more courageous and more outspoken in what we know. And what we know is going on, because I think we all get intimidated by this so-called war on terror. You know, we start thinking, oh, well, who are we to speak out against terror? The truth of the matter is, I am more terrified today of this government and its practices than I am of anything in the world. Mm. I am more terrified of a government that is willing to relinquish civil liberties in the name of whatever it's so-called defending it from. I'm terrified of a government that is willing to bomb the people of Iraq and kill 100,000 people and invade their homes and desecrate their property and eliminate their liberties on the ground and buy up their corporations and then not give them water and electricity. This, to me, is terrifying. And all of us need to look at what are we allowing for in the name of protection. Are we really being protected? You know, are we safer today with a government that has now become the bully and oppressor of the world?
And even if you can't think beyond the geographical boundaries of the United States, that you don't, it matters not to you what happens in the rest of the world. Let's just look at what is happening to us here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the awful things that are happening to Americans here, it should give everybody pause and reason for saying there are things that are being done in my name right here where I live that are bad, bad things.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, I mean, I think if people want to make a connection between the world and themselves, you know, there could have been a direction we went in after September 11. There could have been another way, which was about moving towards joining the world and looking at, I think it will be $800 billion we have spent on the Iraqi war. We could have begun to end poverty with that around the world. We could have begun to form allegiances and alliances worldwide that would have eradicated terrorism. Just because we know that it comes from humiliation, we know that it comes from poverty, we know that it comes from oppression, we know that it comes from intervention, we know that it comes from people not having rights. We could have begun to eradicate that.
Instead, the 9/11 was used as a tool to take away our civil liberties and to justify this relentless greed, corporate greed.
That's right. And I think it was engineered. I mean, since then it's been engineered as such. I mean, really, we have bought Iraq out from under the Iraqi people who were being bombed.
Mm.
I mean, Bechtel essentially bought up Iraq and was paid $2.8 billion to deliver water. Do you know that only 2% of Iraq today is owned by the Iraqi people? I mean, of all those things that happened. So that basically now we have Americans, corporations, multinationals owning that country.
When you we have to take a quick break here, Eve. When we come back, I would love to talk to you about some of the things that you heard at this tribunal, and then talk about what you're asking people to do on 4th of July.
Great.
I'm talking to Eve Ensler, the author of The Vagina Monologue. She's a playwright, founder of V-Day, and we're talking about an action, a nationwide shore-to-shore action on the 4th of July this year as it pertains to the atrocities in Guantanamo Bay. I'm Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. Please stay with us.
How much you're in love with me? Be like a queen, a queen upon her throne. Was it sweet, sweet, sweetest thing I've known?
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Chevron, Techron, Concentrate. Eastbound 70 between 94 and the Blanchett Bridge, major road construction. Only the two left lanes are getting through to open traffic. Traffic is backed up past 94 all the way to 5th Street. Eastbound 40 at Spady, look for an accident on the right shoulder, and traffic is backed up to near Ballas. Northbound 55 at Lindbergh and Bayless, no problems report. Eastbound 44 between Lewis and the Merrimack River Bridge, everything's flowing freely. Northbound 270 at 44, that traffic is back to normal. Westbound 255 from Coke to 55, expect normal traffic. Westbound 270 between Old Halls Ferry and Washington Elizabeth, that traffic is easing this hour. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, still heavy volume there. Eastbound 40 between Brentwood and Hanley, look for slow traffic as well. Your bridge approaches look like this. Westbound 5570 to Poplar Street Bridge, still slow traffic in the right lane. Westbound 64 to 5570 split, that traffic has returned back to normal. Northbound Kingbridge, or westbound Kingbridge, traffic between Illinois and Laclede's Landing, everything looks good there. And Skinker remains closed to Forest Park Parkway due to Metrolink construction. Traffic can use Lindell to get around that area. And northbound 170 at Galleria and the Forest Park Parkway, look for road construction there. The right lane is closed this hour. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Chevron, Techron, Concentrate. Don't forget to include Techron. Concentrate is a part of your car's regular maintenance routine. It cleans up deposits to bring out the best in your car. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. A heat advisory is in effect beginning at noon today through Wednesday, 6 p.m. Wednesday evening. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies, 20% chance of rain with a high in the mid-90s this evening. Partly cloudy skies with a low in the mid-70s. Wednesday, very hot, partly cloudy, a high near 100. The highest heat index will be between 103 and 107 during the afternoon hours. Wednesday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 70s, but the high heat index will remain constant through the early evening hours. Between 103 and 105 is expected during the early evening hours on Wednesday. Then on Thursday, partly sunny skies, a 30% chance of showers with a high in the lower 90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under some clouds with haze, we have 80 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 78. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. Her guest, Eve Ensler, speaks more with Liz following these messages. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU. We'll take another look at your news, your weather, and a final look at traffic in the 9 o'clock hour.
Points, zeros, points among princes. Tune in every Saturday from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. The show called Roster Resolutions, only on Radio Free St. Louis, 920 on AM dial WGNU. Also on the net at WGNU.net. 2 hours of classical roots reggae, for the prophecies are told through musical instruments. Roster Resolutions.
New state-of-the-art technology has made it possible to offer copies of programs heard on WGNU to the listening audience at a lower cost. If there is a specific program you are interested in having for your personal library, we can now make it available to you at a cost of $25 per hour. Please make a check or money order payable to WGNU Radio, 265 Union, St. Louis, 63108. Please specify the time, day, and particular topic, and allow 10 days delivery. All program recordings are subject to availability.
To me, summer is family time, a time to spend with the kids doing stuff we all love to do, which is why we go to Worlds of Fun. That and the fact that they have lots of coasters. Mamba, Timberwolf, Spinning Dragons, Boomerang. I like to ride them all. Of course, Worlds of Fun has stuff for the kids, too. Mine loved the new Peanuts Playhouse at Camp Snoopy. They played and played, took a little break, and then played and played some more. Then, if we need to cool off, we go to Oceans of Fun, where we ride the water slides, Typhoon and Diamond Head, and then the tube ride, Caribbean Cooler, Aruba Tuba, and Hurricane Falls. And finally, the wave pool. Another great thing is we can stay the night at the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort. Talk about easy.
Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun. Do one park or do both with the ride and slide ticket.
It's so cool.
Open daily. Make reservations for the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort or book your Joe Cool's Backyard Barbecue at worldsoffun.com.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Last night. Hello, morning. This is Liz Brown. I am talking to Eve Ensler, author of The Vagina Monologues. She's a playwright and the founder of V-Day. She's joining us from New York City to talk about a movement that is afoot on 4th of July. Eve, welcome back.
Thank you.
On our way out, we were talking about your recent trip, the Istanbul.
Yes.
Talk to us about this.
Well, there is a group that has been organizing world tribunals on Iraq. I think they've been in 20 countries. I did one in New York City. But this was the culminating tribunal in Istanbul, and it was really something. It not only indicated this emerging worldwide movement against war, but it was so brilliantly organized, and there were...
And this was a world tribunal on Iraq.
In Iraq. It was basically holding the U.S. accountable for an illegal war, and advocates were invited from all over the world, from Iraq to America, to talk about various aspects of the war, and there was a jury there from all over the world, chaired by Arundhati Roy. I felt privileged to be asked to be on the jury. We were there for 3 days, 12 hours a day, listening to testimony, so I'm a tad bit shattered, to be perfectly honest. But I think what really hit me was how little people know about what's going on. And I am a person who reads, you know, voraciously on the subject and does a lot of research. I still didn't know a lot of things.
And that was part of the responsibilities of the World Tribunal on Iraq, to find out if the media has been complicit in the violations.
That's
correct. To find out why we haven't heard about this. So what were some of the things that you heard that you were shocked about?
Well, I think there are so many, but if I begin, I think one of the main things is obviously the amount of lying that went into the structuring of this war. We all knew it, but there was a soldier who testified the fact that they were already bombing and scaring Iraq long before the war started to kind of soften up Iraq.
Well, that was in the Downing Street memo.
That's right. The Fallujah, for example, and the so-called insurgency, there were many Iraqis there to talk about the fact that over and throughout the occupation, the U.S. Army has essentially taken all law away from the Iraqi people and controlled their reality. So let's say you're living in St. Louis and you're in your house and soldiers break in, they search your house, they destroy your house, they drag you into the streets, they kill your family members, they take other family members away, and they do this throughout for months. What would you do in St. Louis? Would you say, that's fine, continue to do this to me, or would you begin to figure out a way to organize against it?
Absolutely.
The Iraqi people organized against it. They did it peacefully at the beginning, and all that was not only shut down, but a lot of it was violently shut down.
And then there were laws written to say that they couldn't do it anymore.
Exactly. So people began to organize and resist. Now, I'm obviously a person who spends my life working to stop violence. But I can't dictate what other people do when there are no laws to protect them.
How far would you go to protect your son?
What do you do?
Yes.
And part of listening to Fallujah, there was an incredible documentary that was shown where people had literally filmed the bombardment and the takeover of Fallujah. And I have to tell you, I cried for the rest of the afternoon.
Mm.
To see the kind of bombardment used, to see the thousands of people that were, it was called caught in the crossfire, that were caught in the middle, the number of dead body bags that were being buried in mass graves, to see the desecration of Fallujah and the fact that the people were forced to leave, and when they came back, everything was ruined. You just saw children in this ruin, and you saw young boys, and I just thought to myself, who will those boys be in 15 years? Who has the United States government, what has it evoked in those people? You know, that was very disturbing. To listen to American soldiers talk about what they had done and how they would, you know, create action. They were told, for example, never to do actions in front of mosques. So sometimes they would just go and do things in front of mosques that would excite people and get people disturbed. They would end up having these firefights where, in one instance that they described, there was this exchange of weaponry and artillery. 7 innocent civilians died. And it all happened because people went against rules. Because, as this young soldier said, there are commanding officers who want to get medals and want to move higher up. So if they're involved in firefighting, they will achieve, you know, rising in the hierarchy. I did not know how many, for example, Mexicans have died in the war, and how many of young Mexican men looking for green cards get enlisted in the hopes that they'll become American citizens, and they end up dying. There were many disturbing. I think the use of bunker buster bombs, so that there now is uranium all over.
Depleted uranium.
Depleted uranium all over Iraq. And just the rise in pregnancies that are being aborted, and the rise in cancer. And I mean, it goes on. It's so mind-blowing what we've done. And the hundred thousand Iraqi deaths that are just not going noticed or visualized anywhere. People don't have any visual memory or identity with Iraqi people dying.
Well, this is a government that has kept us from visual memory of Americans dying.
That's
we're
right.
Not, we're not allowed
That's
to take
right.
photographs of coffins with flags on.
That's right. And the number of American soldiers that I believe have been set up for eternity to try to figure out, like what one soldier said, is, I have no idea why I was doing what I did. I have no idea why I was killing people. Now, how do you live in your soul with that?
And it's hard enough that from what I have been told, my father was colonel in the military, Green Beret, Special Forces. When the wars that he fought in, it was clearer in terms of what you're fighting for. A World War II soldier can say, okay, I'm clear on what I'm fighting for, but yet they came home. And they struggled every day of their life with killing people because that's an unnatural thing.
Mm-hmm.
And to kill people without explanation and to be told to do that or to receive medals for killing people without explanation, how do you live with that in your soul?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know, and I think it's so unfair that we have done this to young men and women in this country, particularly poor young men and women who are searching and believing this is going to be, you know, a pathway to education and some kind of economic freedom. I think there is a burden placed on those asked to commit crimes in the name of the so-called father, you know. Mm. That is a burden that is treacherous and profoundly unjust.
So on July 4th, what are you asking people to do?
We're asking people all over this country to rise up in their communities and do demonstrations that basically we have these wonderful flags that say on it, torture is immoral and unpatriotic, shut down Guantanamo, and we're asking them to demonstrate, to hand them out, to read from excerpts from the Guantanamo play, and to hand out there's a petition that the Center for Constitutional Rights and Amnesty International are creating together that is basically, we're hoping people will get hundreds and thousands of signatures that we can get to Congress and the Senate to shut down Guantanamo. There is a real movement afoot. Jimmy Carter, Republican members of the Senate, all kinds of people have been speaking out to shut down Guantanamo. And I think if we could energize the people of this country to really get behind it and demand due process of law, demand that when people are held in prisons, they're accused of something, demand that they have fair trials, we could really begin to re-stimulate and reactivate this incredible anti-war movement that brought, you know, 15 million people into the streets on February 15th of 2003.
And we need to take a quick break here. I'm talking to Eve Ensler, author of The Vagina Monologue. She's a playwright, founder of V-Day. She just got back from the World Tribunal on Iraq. And we're talking about a movement afoot on a July 4th to shut it down, to shut down Guantanamo. Torture is immoral and unpatriotic. I'm Liz Brown. We'll get to some of your callers at 454-0400, 1-877-920 WGNU. Email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. Please don't forget, I am archived daily at whiterosesociety.org. If you missed an hour, go get an hour. We're archived daily at whiterosesociety.org. I'm Liz Brown. We'll be back with Eve Ensler. Stay with us.
Something within me, Lord, that I can't explain. All I know, I thank my God I've got something within me. Something within me.
Hi, friends. Heloise here for CitraCal Calcium Citrate. I want you to turn today's hint into a habit. Take CitraCal every day. Recent studies have proven CitraCal's bioavailability. That means CitraCal gives your body the calcium it needs so it doesn't have to rob the calcium stored in your bones. That can lead to osteoporosis. For something this important, please don't settle for store brands. Insist on CitraCal. I do. That's why I'm a CitraCal gal.
In 1993, popular science called the original wave radio a sonic marvel. Now, Bose has engineered it to a whole new standard. Introducing the new Bose Wave Music System. It reproduces one-half octave lower musical notes and has even greater instrument clarity. The elegant new design has no buttons. A small remote now controls all functions. So call 1-800-611-1617 to order yours today. It comes with a 30-day risk-free trial and shipping is free. That's 1-800-611-1617.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Islamabad. The Supreme Court of Pakistan has said it will allow the retrial of five men in a notorious gang rape case that has caused consternation around the world. The victim said she was ordered to be raped by a tribal council back in 2002 because her younger brother was seen with a woman from a more influential tribe. 14 men were originally involved in the case. The Pakistani government then seized the woman's passport and refused to allow her to travel to other countries, fearing she might talk about the ordeal and diminish Pakistan's reputation. Six of the men were originally found guilty and sentenced to death. The other eight were released. The woman later filed an appeal against the acquittal of the eight men. Then, earlier this year, a High Court of Appeals acquitted five of the six men who received the death sentence and set them free. The court also reduced the other man's sentence to life in prison. The victim then wrote the government of Pakistan and said she feared for her life if the men were released, and rights groups around the world then picked up the story and held rallies for her in all parts of Pakistan. In March of this year, the highest Islamic court reversed the High Appeals Court ruling, which then caused the Supreme Court to take a look at the matter by ruling that the acquittal of the five should stand in place until the Supreme Court reached a verdict. A direct order from President Musharraf then resulted in the rearrest of the men, and they had been incarcerated ever since. The Supreme Court ruling now means that 13 of the original 14 men will again have to stand trial on the original rape charges. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Your computer can bring you the gospel voice of choice every weekend online at WGNU.net.
Learn the basics of backpacking and hiking in Missouri's forests, then use your new skills on the Rock Quarry Trail. The Rockwoods Reservation at 2751 Glencoe Road in Wildwood will present this program on Wednesday, July 6th from 10 a.m. to noon. Wear bug spray and sturdy shoes. To register, call 636-458-2236. Something to do in the great outdoors from Radio Free St. Louis.
Give us some sort of game plan. P.J. Brown, if you had to shut down the Spurs.
If I'm a coach, I'm a opposing coach, and I play against those guys, I let Tim Duncan have his 30 and 15. Behind Shaq, he's definitely the second best player in the league.
How does Brett Hull want people to think of Brett Hull?
That I'm as honest as the day is long.
What has it been like for Tom Arnold?
It takes a while for people to say, well, maybe he's not that guy. And also, right before I literally married her, I got sober, completely sober, and have been for 15 and a half years. That, to me, is the biggest change in my life.
That's Sports Overdrive, weeknights from 7 to 8 on Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slow.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. I am talking to Eve Ensler, the author of The Vagina Monologue. She's a playwright, founder of V-Day, just participated in the World Tribunal on Iraq, and now is talking about an action that we all need to take on July 4th, shut down Guantanamo. Eve, let me get to a caller here, and then I want to get back to some specifics about Guantanamo.
Okay, great.
Marvin, you have a quick question for our guest. Marvin.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Ms. Ensler. I think if you can get a statement from Mr. McCain, who's been through torture, and just his opinion on how torture is not right, whether you are within a war that's unjust or just, it's just isn't right if you're going to be a human being. You might have some impact on getting the shutdown.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that the people at the Center for Constitutional Rights and Amnesty have really gathered a lot of these testimonies and have cases now against the United States government that are in process. And I think one of the things we're going to be reading at these events on July 4th is those testimonies from a play called Guantanamo. About what actually happened to people at those sites.
And let's talk about some of that. I'm looking at these different articles all in front of me. Lawyer says Guantanamo detainees tortured. Guantanamo detainees suing the U.S. to get videos of his torture. Halliburton to build a $30 million Guantanamo jail. Talk to us about some of the testimonials that are going to be read on July 4th.
Well, I think what we do know now is that many people who have come forward to talk about the conditions that they have been forced into and the things that have been done to them, ranging obviously from hooding and being subjected to temperatures and loud music and isolation and sexual abuse that we saw the likes of, at least were manifested when the photographs came out at Abu Ghraib.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that was done at Abu Ghraib was practiced and learned at Guantanamo. It was was the kind of those people were used as guinea pigs. It was the kind of the experiment torture lab, which I believe is why it is clear that it was systematic and came from the top. I mean, they were the same exact practices, so they didn't just accidentally kind of come up with them.
Stumble onto them.
Yeah, and I think you know the fact that the government was said, well, you know, the fact that people were forced to urinate on themselves, or that they were, you know, left with sleep deprived, or that these were just not big deals, you know, in the face of the terrible deeds people have done. First of all, we don't know that they have done terrible deeds. But second, what I would argue is that once you decide as a country that you are capable of torturing people in the name of anything, you have undone the principles of humanity. And we as a country have to say, you know, that nothing is worth that. I mean, from my point of view, if you said to me, you know, would you give up your, would you rather be alive knowing that you were responsible for the desecration and torture of people? I don't know that I would. I don't think life has that much meaning if you've been willing to go to those ends to preserve it. And by the way, I don't think it's necessary. What they have absolutely discovered is that torture techniques are not successful. They don't work. People don't tell the truth when they're being tortured. They either lie to make it stop, or they become incredibly defiant and resistant of it.
We have innocent people on death row who have been tortured into confessions. Right here where we live.
That's right.
Right here where we live. So we know it doesn't work. We absolutely know it doesn't work. And the other piece of this is the political component to this, Eve. Where, what are you seeing in terms of the politicians, like the caller just mentioned, the John McCain's out there that should know better, the John Conyers out there that always knows better.
Yeah.
What are we seeing from the politicians out there about the movement towards closing this down?
Well, it seems to me that there is a real movement happening, and there have been all kinds of Republicans even coming forward to shut it down. I think that the people of this country who believe strongly in justice and believe strongly in due process of law have to be much more vocal and strong about what they believe. I think to a large degree since right before the beginning of the war in Iraq, and obviously forever, but particularly now, there has just been a serious failure on the part of the UN, on the part of our Congress and our senators, to be bold and to be courageous and to stand up for the values that were supposedly, quote, American values. And if the American people do not rise up and take this country back and take our actions back, and then what's going to happen is that we are going to be continued in this sweeping derailment of law and justice and freedom. So I believe the call on July 4th is the beginning. It's the beginning of us rallying forward the American people to say, shut down Guantanamo, shut down all offshore sites where people are being held and tortured, and get out of Iraq.
And this is going to take place in New York?
Yes, it is.
We're going to
be doing our own demonstration, our local demonstration here at Herald Square at 10 in the morning in front of Macy's, where people go shopping on July 4th. And there'll be readings and petition signings, and Gloria Steinem's already agreed to come. And we're reaching out to all kinds of incredible people all in the five boroughs to come and read and participate. I think we'll have lots of people there.
And one of the things that I find encouraging, Eve, is that at least public polls are starting to reflect some people getting it in this country about this awful occupation and invasion of Iraq.
Oh, absolutely. 60% of the people want out. Recruitment has fallen. Bush's ratings are lower than Nixon's during Watergate. We know the tide is turning. And now is the time to move and really mobilize people so that we can make sure the tide turns.
And Eve, is there a place where people can go to find out about the World Tribunal on Iraq that you just participated in?
Yes, I believe they have their own website. If you go and Google under World Tribunal on Iraq, you can see all the outcomes and the document that was created and the recommendations that were called for, one of which was to shut down Guantanamo. But there are also really good things in there, like companies that can be boycotted, media outlets that need to be addressed for telling lies, really a calling of people to be investigated and for war crimes like George Bush and Tony Blair, and really beginning to create actions that people can do around the world to end this war. Of course, the immediate one was to support the resistance in Iraq and to get the American troops out immediately.
Eve Ensler, author of The Vagina Monologues. She's a playwright, founder of V-Day, participant in the World Tribunal on Iraq, and now calling for a movement on July 4th. Shut it down. Guantanamo Bay. Eve Ensler, thank you so much for joining us on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you. I'll be in St. Louis with a new play this year, so I hope I get to meet you.
Oh, I would love that. And I really wanted to talk to you about how do you write a play on torture?
Yeah, that's a good question.
How do you do that? Eve, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you so much for everything you're doing.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Take care.
All
right. Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. I will be back right after this, folks. Much, much more. Stay with us.
I remember saying that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound. That's the below. That's the low main.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
The latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. A 16-year-old boy, the latest shark attack victim off the Florida Panhandle, remains in critical condition but is expected to recover. ABC's Andrew Colton has his story.
The 16-year-old was airlifted to the hospital where doctors amputated part of his right leg. Dr. Glenn Summers performed the operation and says the bite was so deep, more surgery is needed.
It's common under those circumstances to do what's called a second look operation to determine what tissues are viable and what other tissues may need to be removed.
The teen is expected to survive. Andrew Colton, ABC News, Panama City Beach, Florida.
A 14-year-old girl was killed by a shark on Saturday about 80 miles away. The mother of Alabama teen Natalie Holloway, missing for a month in Aruba, is furious with what she calls the snail's pace of the investigation.
I never thought that at the end of the month that we would be where we are.
Beth Holloway Twitty says the government should step in and do something.
The government, they're going to have to step forward and pull me through it and assure me where we're going and assure me that we're making progress and assure me that we will have Natalie.
A search team from Texas has been conducting a scuba search for Holloway without luck. President Bush is using the first anniversary of Iraq's sovereignty to deliver an address on Iraq. ABC's Ann Compton explains.
Daily images of violence in Iraq are what the White House calls disturbing, and the president's speech tonight is set in a scene of strength at the home base of the 82nd Airborne Division. President Bush is to speak of a two-track strategy, military to bring Iraqi forces to a level they can protect the country, and political, an emerging democratic government which first took power from the Americans 1 year ago today. And come to ABC News, the White House.
Firefighters are winning the war against a wildfire that had been threatening New Harmony, Utah. The fast-moving flames forced the evacuation of the whole town yesterday, but overnight, firefighters used a heavy air tanker to hold the blaze at bay. They say the fire doesn't seem to be threatening homes now. This is ABC News.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Go ahead, have a seat.
Awesome.
So, why don't you start by telling me about yourself and what you'd like to do here at GM?
Okay. Definitely something low maintenance. I don't really do the whole waking up before noon thing. Going the extra mile isn't really my bag either. Come to think of it, I'm usually pretty hit or miss even on first mile.
I'm sorry. Do you even want to work here?
Not really, dude. But I'd love to have at that GM employee discount.
Well, okay. Why don't we just give you the discount then, and we'll call it a day.
Sweet.
Now, for the first time in history, anyone can get the GM employee discount. It's a great price. You pay what we pay, not a cent more. On 2005 cars and trucks from Chevy, Pontiac, Buick, Cadillac, GMC, Saturn, Hummer, and Saab, excluding Corvette, at participating dealers only. The GM employee discount for everyone. Event ends July 5th. Take delivery by 7505. See dealer for details.
Harry Potter is bringing his magic back to the bookstores next month. ABC's Aaron Katursky has a sneak preview.
The first shipment of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince has arrived in the U.S. Tractor trailers carrying stacks of J.K. Rowling's sixth Potter novel pulled up to the Barnes & Noble warehouse in New Jersey. 750,000 people have already placed advanced orders for it, and Barnes & Noble predicts it will be the best-selling pre-order book in publishing history. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince will be released July 16th. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
It looked like a recreation of Noah's Ark with dogs, cats, even a spotted rabbit named Roxy gathered at the Hawaii State Capitol building in Honolulu. They were there to watch Governor Linda Lingle sign a new law letting pet owners leave a trust for the care of their pets if they die. Lingle's own two cats couldn't make it. They don't do well in public settings, she said. But they are part of the family, she said, and important parts of your life. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
St. Louis, this is Patrick Bryant Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, a defrocked Catholic priest recently released from prison is facing a civil lawsuit filed by one of his alleged victims. Tony Pettis of South St. Louis filed suit yesterday in St. Louis Circuit Court, alleging he was abused by Father James Biney in the early 1970s. Biney was released from prison earlier this month after spending more than 3 years behind bars for exposing himself to boys in a school restroom. His conviction was overturned in late April by the Missouri Supreme Court. Part of the St. Louis University School of Public Health will serve as the external evaluator of a new tobacco reduction plan by the Missouri Foundation for Health. Along with evaluating the Tobacco Prevention and Cessation Initiative, Nancy Miller of St. Louis University's Center for Tobacco Policy Research says the center will train tobacco control groups in how to do their own internal evaluations.
Many organizations just don't know how to do evaluation, and so this is something that will help the organizations throughout the state, not only for this initiative and evaluating their own efforts, but also in the long term.
The Tobacco Prevention and Cessation Initiative will make the Missouri Foundation for Health the largest funder of tobacco prevention programs in the state. The foundation plans to invest more than $40 million over 9 years. People looking for fast results from working out may be in luck. Canadian researchers have found that just 6 minutes of intense exercise a week can be as effective as putting in an hour each day doing moderate exercise. They report that 30 seconds on a cycling or step machine 4 times in a row, about 3 times a week, can mean marked improvements in muscle health and performance. The researchers said 2 weeks of this type of sprint-style exercise was more effective than 2 weeks of a traditional workout for an hour each day. The findings appear in the Journal of Applied Physiology. Finally this hour, it's another week on top for Batman Begins. The latest movie adventure to revolve around the DC comic book superhero posted $26.8 million this past weekend atop the movie box office for a second straight week. Batman's closest rival was Bewitched, the big screen take on the 1960s TV series. The comedy starring Nicole Kidman and Will Ferrell opened at number 2 this weekend with an estimated $20.2 million. In the spousal assassin thriller Mr. and Mrs. Smith, starring Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, slipped to third place this weekend with $16.8 million. Two new films rounded out the top five. The Lindsay Lohan starrer Herbie Fully Loaded earned $12.8 million for the weekend to take a fourth place finish. The film has earned an estimated $17.8 million since its opening on Wednesday. And the zombie horror Land of the Dead opened in fifth place with $10.2 million. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by the Traffic Law Hotline. If you get a speeding ticket, driving while suspended, or DWI, Traffic Law Hotline will give your case prompt personal attention. So call the Traffic Law Hotline at 314-TRA-FFIC. That's 314-TRAFFIC. And that's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 8 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Tropicana Pure Premium Orange Juice. Eastbound 70 between 94 to Blanchett Bridge, major road construction. Only two left lanes are going through this hour. Traffic is backed up just east of 94. Eastbound 40 at Spady, there's an accident on right shoulder. Traffic is slow around Ballas. Northbound 55 between Union and Lafayette. No problems to report there. Eastbound 44 between 141 or 109 and Merrimack River Bridge. Look for everything to be on the move. Northbound 270 from Teston Ferry to Manchester. Everything flows freely this hour. Westbound 255 from Cope to 55. Expect normal traffic. Westbound 270 from the Channel Rocks Bridge all the way into 170. Expect normal traffic. In both directions, 40 at Hanley. That traffic is easing in your 9 o'clock commute. The I-70 reversible lanes are closed for maintenance. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge. That traffic has returned back to normal. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from Illinois all the way on to Laclede's Landing. Everything looks good this hour. Southbound Craig Road at Olive. There's water main work and the right lane is closed. Northbound 141 at Teson Ferry. Look for an injury accident in both directions. 44 at Jamerson. There is bridge maintenance going on, so expect lane closures there. Northbound 170 between the Galleria and Forest Park Parkway. Look for the right lane to be closed due to road construction. And in both directions, Teson Ferry between Lindbergh and Gravois. Look for paving operations as well as I-55 at 61. Look for road maintenance having one lane closed this hour. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Tropicana Pure Premium. Every 8-ounce glass has as much calcium as a glass of milk. So drink up and have a Tropicana morning. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. A heat advisory is in effect beginning at noon today through 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies, a chance for showers. The high should be in the mid-90s this evening. Partly cloudy with a low in the mid-70s. Wednesday, very hot, partly cloudy. The high near 100, the highest heat index is expected to be between 103 and 107 by Wednesday afternoon. Moving on to Wednesday evening, partly cloudy skies with a low in the upper 70s. However, the heat index will remain between 103 and 105 during the early evening hours on Wednesday. Then going on to Thursday, partly sunny skies, another chance for showers with a high in the lower 90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920. WGNU. We have 81 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 79, both under hazy, partly cloudy conditions. Stay tuned for more with Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
The Healthy Family, presented by the Missouri Division of Alcohol and Drug Abuse, reminding you to talk with your children about the dangers of underage drinking. Learn more at MissouriPrevention.org.
4th of July backyard parties can still be fun without fireworks. If your family is around fireworks or is using them, keep in mind that burns and eye injuries can happen. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says that rockets and sparklers can heat up to 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit, hot enough to melt gold. There are thousands of fireworks-related injuries each year, and usually several deaths. Nearly half of those injuries are to kids under the age of 15. The U.S. Eye Injury Registry shows that bystanders are more often injured by fireworks than operators themselves. Get medical attention for eye injuries and burns. Don't put pressure on the eye or try to treat it in any other way because that can cause more damage. Less serious burns can be treated in cool water than covered in antibiotic ointment or aloe vera cream. I'm Julie Anderson with The Healthy Family.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, help me understand. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, help me understand. It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife and knife that 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get up, get to me. Charlie, good morning. Good morning.
This is Shirley.
Shirley.
Yes, I probably see glass something in my mouth when I said Shirley. I'm sorry. Governor Blunt has done it to the LE low income. For the medical insurance. I just turned 69. I was paying that spend down.
Mm-hmm.
At first I was paying 47. Then I got a letter a couple of months ago. It went to 25. Then last month it went to 31. But yesterday I received a letter where you have to be making, all I get now, I'm going to tell you, is $643, $843 a month. But my medical, I can't make
Wait a minute.
That.
All you get is what?
$843 a month.
For what?
Is my income.
$800.
I get $623 from Social Security, $220 from my little retirement plan from City when they closed the hospital down.
You live on
$843 a month, and guess what? He's trying to charge me for medical insurance.
What?
$120
a month.
A month. So I'm out.
Shirley, wait a minute. How do you live on a little over $800 a month?
Well, I live in a senior citizen's apartment where my rent is subsidized. It may stop that, you know, you never can tell. But
I don't care how subsidized your rent is. How do you live on $800?
Well, I have kids that help me buy a little food and stuff. But when I was working, so it didn't bother me too much. But since I'm not working anymore, I got ill and I couldn't work. So now I live off of what I, you know, that. And I call my daughters. They say, what? They work, and they say, we don't pay that much a month for our insurance. I said, well, this is what he's saying. So I'm just opting out of it. You know, he's trying to squeeze you out now. You know, they're going to stop Medicaid after the first year. So I guess now they squeeze you out because they know you can't afford this.
So if you get squeezed out of this, what do you do?
Well, I go to Connect Care anyway. Thank God. They will charge me maybe $15 a visit for doctor. And $7.50 a prescription. That was squeezing me, but at least it's better than, you know, I don't have that much medicine. I have high blood pressure and asthma. But the point is, what he asked me to pay is what I live off of, and I could be paying my other little bills. Well, see, they don't want you to have a telephone, I guess, or insurance coverage or anything like that.
They don't want you to have electricity.
Nothing. That's what I'm saying. So when I get through paying my little bills, that I had accumulated a little bit before I start working, I have $130, $140 to try to buy me some food and stuff a month.
How old are you, Shirley?
I'm 69. Just turned 69 in June. And I'm in pretty good shape, but it's just that I think it's disgraceful.
I can't. I'm speechless. I'm speechless.
I'm going to tell you what it says. Say the single individual, the income limit is reduced from $798 per month to $6,678 per month. Well, see, I'm middle income now because I get...
You're middle income at 800?
I guess because I get $843 a month. And say your spend down will increase by $120 effective September the 1st.
How do you live on $800?
People don't realize how we have to live. I'm telling you. And I say with the help of the Lord, I manage. I'm living, you know, but I'm always broke. I don't have money to go to the movies. You know, for little stuff you would like to do.
Shirley, you don't have enough bump the movies. You don't have enough money to pay electric.
Well, I'm on the budget. They put me on the budget here. So that's how it helped me because I first moved in from this other part. That's where I work for electric. So really I don't pay that much for electric anymore, but I'm on the budget. But I still have telephone. I don't have anything but one line. But I just whittled down to anything. So I do have cable. Maybe they want me to have cable, but that's $50 a month. But I need something, you know. And I thank God that before I stopped working, I had joined a health club where I go walk on the treadmill and stuff. So maybe if I cut that $37 out, I'll be... But I'm telling you, I'm barely, so I called my daughter. They said, Mama, don't worry. We go to, they not making that much. But they said, we'll try to help you. I say, don't worry, I'll make it.
Oh, that's just wrong, Shirley.
I know it's wrong, but this is what I had to let you know. I know you've been reading people wanted Governor Blunt in, and they kept saying you asked us to vote for him. You did not. You told us to make a choice for something else. See, I voted independent on him.
Oh, no. See, I didn't. I voted for Claire McCaskill.
I mean, yeah, she ran. I did, too.
Okay. Okay. Okay, yeah.
Independent was for
the presidency.
President, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely. No, it was clear in the gubernatorial.
I told everybody, see, I'm older, but I'm not senile.
Mm-hmm.
I see what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just talked to a lady in this building about that. I said, I don't know what we're going to pay after this. I thought he would wait to the first of the year. But
oh,
see,
no.
This is the way he's squeezing you out.
Thank you so much, Shirley.
You're welcome.
Oh, take care of yourself. Oh, 454-0400 is my phone number. Car phone, Jeff.
Hey, Liz, what's up? How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Okay, I know a little bit more about what she's talking about because I'm going through the same thing with my mother right now. What she needs to do, she probably got a letter, and it gave her 10 days to try to appeal it. And I think I know what they're trying to do. They're pulling people's string. And what they're trying to do, this is what they're trying to do. I guess they call themselves trying to see who really wants it and who really needs it. And what she needs to do is appeal it. And then what they're probably going to do, they're going to set up an appointment for her, like on July 7th, to come in to speak with a caseworker. And if you read Sunday's paper, they did an article about Medicaid letters that have already went out to the poor. They're still talking about sending letters out to the elderly and disabled in August. But what she needs to do, and it even says that she can seek legal aid. If she can't afford legal aid, they can appoint someone to assist her. I think they're just trying to pull people's strings, and they think that with this, with these changes, they're going to save $94 million a year. And in the paper, if you look at Sunday's paper, it'll say that so far we haven't received a lot of calls. Nobody is trying to appeal. So rather than just taking that and just saying I'll accept that, she needs to validate the need, you know, for income. For the assistance that she was receiving previously. And I think that their back's going to be against the wall. And the key now is for people not just to accept that letter. And because in the article, in the paper, it said that some people are still kind of surprised. And they haven't sunk in yet.
Well, there's another component to this as well, Jeff. There is the time on it. That the time turnaround is so quick. By the time people figure it out, the time would have passed.
Exactly. My mother's letter was dated the 24th.
When did you get it?
I got it Monday, and it says 10 days from the date of this letter.
Isn't that something?
So they're pushing. They know that this is the week where a lot of people travel.
That's right. Oh, that's wicked.
Exactly. So they figured that, well, a lot of people are not going to respond.
Or even open until after the holiday. They may not even be in town.
Exactly. And, it's so many things that are going on. Now it's finally hit home, you know, because I'm one of the individuals whose family member is going to be affected by this as well. And it's a scary situation. So I don't know if you know of anybody that works in the industry.
I've been working on it. I've gotten a lot of the research. I think that she's finished with her research. We're absolutely going to do a show on this, Jeff. We're absolutely going to do a show. And it looks like we have to do it by next week.
In closing, hey, Liz?
Yes.
In closing, it looks like what they're trying to do around the country is now I figure out how they're going to finance this war. This is how you're financing this war. You know, you're going to, you know, help build Iraq, but you're going to, you know, do attrition. You're going to kill or try to destroy the lives of so many elderly and poor people to pay for a war. I enjoy your show, Liz, every day. You know, I like the way you handle yourself on there. You're a very intelligent young black woman, and it's a good feeling to wake up in the morning and listen to you for 4 hours. I know you couldn't do it for 8 hours.
No.
I'm not trying to tax you out anymore, but hey, if you ever decide to do something like this for 8 hours a day. You know, you can bring me on. I work pro bono as a researcher for you or something.
Okay, Jeff.
Because you're putting a lot of, you know, good information out, and I appreciate your information.
And don't forget, Jeff, that we are the show is archived daily now.
Yeah, I heard that this morning.
Uh-huh.
You know, I heard that.
So you can
so that means that I can go back on any day?
Well, we started about a month ago. So from that day on, you can go and get all 4 hours.
And one other thing, Liz, I don't know what your plans are long term, but, man, I would love to see you nationally syndicated.
Working on it, Jeff.
Okay.
Working on it, okay?
Have a good day.
Take care of yourself. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. That's right. The show is archived every day, 4 hours. All you have to do is go to whiterosesociety.org, and you can catch the shows. And I was talking to some folks over the weekend, and they were talking about how excited they were that they could spend their weekend. They can go and get the shows that they missed during the week and just listen to them all throughout their weekend. So I'm digging this. I really think that this has really been a really cool idea. I want to thank the White Rose Society. It's been wonderful. I've really been getting a whole lot of really positive feedback about that. That's whiterosesociety.org. And we're going to go to this car phone here. Yeah, car phone. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, turn your radio down, please.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you. I was just listening to the gentleman previously, and I was wondering this letter that you're talking about. Now, my mother, she has 4 children, and she receives a small little Social Security check. She's 82. She works as often as she can at the local grocery store.
Wait a minute. Your mother is 82 and is still working.
Yeah, but she doesn't worry about a letter, and she doesn't have time to go on vacation. We're lucky if we get to see her and visit with her because she's so busy. You know, where are these people going on vacation? If they've got the money to go on vacation, what are they worrying about a letter for?
Well, here's the thing, and I think that we need to open ourselves up to the reality of how a lot of us live. Some people come and get their parents for 4th of July and take them to things like to family reunions. Some people come and take their mom and dad out of town, or sometimes mom and dads prepare for the holiday by preparing for food, or people come and stay with them and things like that. So they're distracted during this holiday season. No one here is suggesting that the people that are living on $800 a month are off in Acapulco for the 4th of July. This is a holiday season, and that means it's family reunions. It means that people get together.
I don't like the suggestion that fellow made about this is paying for the war. Totally unnecessary.
Well, okay, let's step away from the word unnecessary, but let's talk about his assertion. This is a war that is costing us trillions of dollars. The money has, and we are a country that is dependent upon a budget. There's a certain finite amount of money that comes into the United States government to pay for all of the needs of all of the citizens.
Right.
We cannot contend, just like with any other budget, we have most of our money right now is going to finance this war. We have a budget. Where is the money
going to this war than there has been the past 2 previous wars? And another thing,
okay, let's talk, the government doesn't provide money
to pay for its citizens. The citizens have to support themselves to pay for what our government does.
Well, no, actually, the government does take money to pay for its citizens because that's what... Wait a minute, let me finish. Because that's what responsible governments do. Responsible governments make certain that those that are least able to take care of themselves are taken care of because, number one, it's the moral thing to do, and number two, a society is better off. Joe and Jan Smith over here are better, productive citizens when they know that their 82-year-old mother, who has worked hard all of her life, can still live a viable life without them having to take on an extra job to take care of her in her old age. So a society, a democratic society, a society that is moral, a society that cares about its citizens, pays for citizens' needs. That's one of the things that we do in a democracy.
They pay for the, I agree with you there, they pay for the citizens who are in need, not every citizen.
Well, yeah, well, actually, well,
that's the problem with this country.
You know
everyone
what, and you're right,
they
you're
need
right.
to be taken care of.
You're absolutely right. I think one of the biggest problems with this country is something like the energy bill that the Senate is working on right now. The energy bill that is giving $1 billion, no bid, government-guaranteed loan to an Enron executive, and written in that $1 billion loan that you pay for and that I pay for is the statement that if Thomas White fails to repay this loan, our government will pay for it and not Thomas White. We need to stop focusing on the poorest of the poor, the most vulnerable of the vulnerable. We need to worry about the corporate giveaways to those who are in the best position to take care of their own dang selves.
Ma'am, you need to read the full entire
I've
part
read,
of that
I've
agreement.
Read all, I've read all of it. I've read all of it. I've read all of it. I've had people come on and talk about it. The bottom line is that those that can least afford to take care of themselves are being put in the position of disproportionately paying for those who are in the best position to take care of themselves. And all you have to do is read the energy bill. It was written by energy. Hundreds of meetings where people that are part of the energy industry sat down with Dick Cheney and other legislators and wrote this bill. Now, you had to be a fool from I don't know where if you believe that the energy people sat down and wrote out a bill that harms them. You got to be a fool from I don't know where if you believe that. Thomas White is getting a $1 billion government guaranteed government loan that if he defaults on, we pay for it. And you're worried about a senior citizen taking a vacation during 4th of July? Baby, focus on the stuff that matters. Thomas White. Leave the poor senior citizens alone that are living off of a lousy $832 a month. Yeah, their money is going to pay for a war because we have a budget. And there's a finite amount of money. That $1 trillion and that $1 billion giveaway didn't just fall from the air. It came from grandmama's and granddaddy's pockets. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I ain't done here. I ain't done here by a long sight. We're taking a break. But I ain't done. 1-877-920-WGNU, WhiteRoseSociety.org, Revolution@LizBrown.com. I see y'all. I know y'all are just chomping at the bit. I'll be back.
And I'm thinking this man wears a white hood in the night when his children sleep. But they'll slip through their windows and they'll see him. And they'll think that white hood's all they need. It's the hard life, the hard life, the very hard life, the hard life. And if we poison our children with hatred, in the hard life is all that they'll know.
Hi, this is Leora Daniels, and I invite you to join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 for good gospel music and church news on the Highway to Heaven broadcast. Start your Saturday off right with me, Leora Daniels, and the Highway to Heaven broadcast, Saturday mornings at 8:30, right here on WGNU.
Scientists and doctors are agreeing more and more that diet can determine whether a person lives a long, healthy life or a life full of unnecessary disease and even death.
I have diabetes, and after gradually changing my diet and getting more exercise, I've noticed my sugar level has become stable and my feet don't swell as much.
My blood pressure has been high for 3 years. Once I stopped eating salt and slowed down on eating oily foods, my blood pressure has gotten back to normal.
It seems like I gained weight just by looking at food. But now that I had the knowledge and most importantly the discipline to make conscious healthy choices, my whole life has changed.
Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease cause millions of deaths each year. Every 45 seconds, someone in America suffers from a stroke. Join the battle against these controllable and preventable diseases. Listen to Healthy Alternatives.
Create a healthy future today.
Science or religion, Republican or Democrat, politics, education, crime, or you just want to talk about Girl Scout cookies. What's your opinion? What's your solution? Tell me, Dave Linehan, on Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6.
Try your best. School, church, civic, and other nonprofit organizations often have tight budgets. At WGNU, we understand that and remind you that we can help. If you know of a nonprofit group that would like WGNU to help promote events and ongoing programs free of charge, just send a fax with all the information to our public service department at area code 314-454-6609. Requests must be submitted 2 weeks in advance of any event. WGNU Radio reserves the right to edit or reject any submission because of time constraints and objectionable or commercial content.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. It's so fascinating to me that the caller that was complaining about grandmama taking a vacation didn't call to complain about Thomas White getting a $1 billion guaranteed. A man that, by the way, just built a multi-million dollar house in Florida while he was Secretary of the Army. A man who is part of the Enron gouging of America. He's getting a multi-billion dollar guaranteed loan from our good government. That's almost as crazy as Jeb Bush going after the husband of Terri Schiavo when the Attorney General said that there's no case there. You're hopping on issues and you're riding them to your political advantage. That's what Jeb Bush is doing with the ghoulish thing that Jeb Bush is doing with Terri Schiavo's body. Won't even let her be dead. Hopping on the backs of those that are least able to defend themselves and riding to your political advantage. That's what the caller was advocating, by hopping on the backs of the poor and riding it to the advantage of those greedy, greedy, greedy folks that are gouging us every second of every day. Car phone. You're on the way to the fellow on the car phone.
You know, I'm just stunned by these people. You know, we got a government that's basically robbing us blind. All of those people who enjoyed this so-called tax cut, I know they don't know where it really went.
Where it came from.
Where it came from, but where it went,
uh-huh.
The oil companies got it all. 40% higher gas prices since last year, the same time. You're paying that money to the oil companies, people. You got a president who won't talk to us. He'll either talk to the haves and the have-mores, or he'll go talk to the military.
Mm.
He evades the issues. We're being, and for somebody to come on here and get on some people, some poor people out here, when we're wasting billions and billions of dollars in Iraq.
It's just foul. It's foul and crazy. It's
Bechtel,
crazy.
Kellogg, Brown, and Root, Those are the companies. That's where this money, they're over there stealing from us.
And they've gotten all 90% of the profit that they've ever made in their life started with government welfare.
Absolutely, and they're just getting, and they're just pouring the money over there. I can't understand for the life of me why the American people can't see that these people are stealing from us.
Not all Americans. All Americans.
Protecting us from terrorism.
Thanks for your call. Thank you. All right, 454-0400 is my phone number. Jackson, good morning.
Oh, I say and I say again, you've been took, hoodwinked, bamboozled, run amok. You know, that statement is so true today. It is so true. You know, with your previous caller, the one that complained about the grandmother, you know, you can see that racism right through there. I mean, you know, your show is so great because it brings it right out of me. It's not just from the mainstream, which is obvious anyway, but when you hear it from the grassroots, you know, like
I think that, that caller had far more to do with classism than racism. I really think that that was just a class and an automatic knee-jerk response to this administration.
That's the next evolution from racism. Mm-hmm. It starts to the classism now. We're going to have, and, you know, and it disturbed me to hear about this on the news, the black versus brown out there at L.A. in the high schools. With knives, killing each other, trying to kill each other.
Well, let's also tell the other piece of the story, that it was blacks and browns that caused the second Mexican mayor for the city of L.A. So there are also have to understand the things that are. If you crowd schools up, if you take away school resources, if you don't have teachers there, you're going to have children behaving poorly, children behaving badly, sometimes children behaving in criminal ways.
They're misdirecting the funds that should
That's exactly
alleviate
right.
that problem by going to war on a false pretense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that statement I made when I first came on, that was from Malcolm X.
I know that.
And if you listen to that statement, and I've listened to that statement, and I'm saying, you know, every time I watch that Spike Lee movie, I am mesmerized by that scene. That is the most powerful scene in the movie to me.
All right. Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Liz?
Yes?
I didn't mean to call back, but I called about that letter. I wanted to let this man understand. Guess what the message said to my caseworker?
What?
That if you're calling about the spend down, to contact the governor. Or
you can't ask for a hearing. There's nothing in there that says that you're supposed to.
So I just left a voicemail telling her I wanted to talk to her about this.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to call Legal Aid.
Okay.
Okay, I want you to call Legal Aid in the city of St. Louis.
Okay.
And tell them what.
You get that phone number. See, one time I tried. They have a Legal Aid in St. Louis now?
Yes, they do. They absolutely have. They've always had a Legal Aid in St. Louis.
Okay.
So just call and ask for the Legal Aid office in St. Louis and ask to speak to some. Tell them what you want to speak about. They should be able to send you to somebody to talk to. And if that doesn't work today, I want you to call me back tomorrow morning because I have a name of a person. I'll give you a direct phone number of a person at Legal Aid.
What I did, I had the send down automatically coming out. So I got the form that tells him to cancel that. So I'm canceling that before the September. So if
Wait a minute. What about a hearing?
Yeah, I'm going to try that. But I'm just going to cancel the spend down because if I don't get it canceled before now, they would take it automatically
out of you do anything, I really want you to talk to the folks at Legal Aid, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
so
before
I call them when I get off the phone.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And the caller was talking about how the cost of this war is really no more than any other war that we've had. Right now, the cost of this war is $93.7 billion. Okay? $1 billion. That's the cost of Operation Iraqi Freedom. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. But that was the original cost of it. Now we're at $200 billion. $200 billion. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Another car phone. Good morning.
How you doing? How you doing, Ms. Brown?
I'm outstanding.
I was watching a program last night called the Selling of America.
Mm-hmm.
It was horrifying how they're selling off America. you know, with Unical, stuff like that, a lot of multinational corporations. And what I've been trying to tell people for the longest is that we've been sold down the drain, but there ain't nobody listening.
No, that's not true. There's not enough people listening. There's not enough because there are a whole lot of people that are listed. Not enough yet.
But I'm telling you, if you knew how they was, if you look at the Federal Reserve System and stuff like that, I think people better wake up, and we better wake up fast.
Absolutely. Thanks for your call.
You have a nice day.
Steve, Carcom.
Hey, good morning.
Good
morning. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
I listened to Lou Dobbs last night, and, you know, they got this Chinese wanting to buy our oil firm.
Been talking about that, yes. Unicom.
You know what? You know, the Chinese, they hired a public relations firm out of Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
The same one public relations firm that handles George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
The same one that handles Enron.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
If it ain't broke, why fix it?
You know, and that explains why this administration is really not getting in so much on this oil deal right now.
Well, no, the administration, and I talked about this yesterday. That this is truly true, and I also talked about it at the international discussion that we had on Sunday. This is a problem for this administration because on the one hand, they are deeply in a deep relationship with China. On the other hand, they are they can't afford to alienate and anger the other business, other oil interests that they have, and they can't afford to open the door for this. So it's a problem. It's really a challenge for this administration. It really,
you know,
really is.
What's kind of ironic, we're spending billions and billions of dollars over there in Iraq in a hot war, and China's going to bring us down in an economic war without firing a shot.
Without firing a shot.
And there is one more thing I want
to say. Wait a minute. Without firing a shot and holding our guns to do it.
And finance it with our money.
That's right.
Well, one more thing. You were talking about torturing prisoners this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And over the weekend, you know, the Pakistanis, it seems like.
That's correct.
They had tortured a guy.
That is correct.
And he didn't like it, and he was complaining about it, so they stitched his mouth shut.
That is correct.
That's one thing that wasn't brought up this morning. But, yeah, I guess if you protest about it, they're going to shut your mouth one way or the other, even if the guy used thread to do it.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. We'll rise up. I'll be back.
Come follow me, rise up, rise up. Yes, you must have got to rise up. You got to rise up, rise up. Everybody got to rise up. Yeah, you got to rise up, rise up.
School or nonprofit organization holding an upcoming event, or does it have an ongoing program? We can help you get the word out free of charge here at WGNU. Just send a flyer or written information to WGNU Radio, Public Service Department, 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri 63108. We ask 2 week lead time for any upcoming event. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject any submission due to content and time considerations.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline, Washington. The Bush administration has been an adamant critic of North Korea and Iran for either having or wanting to build nuclear weapons. But now the administration wants to begin production of plutonium-238 for the first time since the Cold War. That material is so deadly that a single speck of the stuff can cause cancer. The plan is to provide some 300 pounds over 30 years at the Idaho National Laboratory. Industry analysts say that production is going to cost $1.5 billion and will generate at least 50,000 drums of hazardous material. Plutonium-238 is not used for nuclear weapons making, but it does generate steady heat, which is great for making electricity. Nuclear batteries power spacecraft that have traveled to the edge of the universe. But it is believed this plutonium is going to be used to power small spy satellites and other types of espionage equipment. There have been some serious issues with plutonium-powered equipment in the past. In 1964, a navigation satellite powered by it failed and had to be destroyed in midair. That caused radioactivity to be spread all over the globe.
In 1965, a spy team lost a plutonium-powered device that was to be used to spy on China somewhere in the Himalayan mountains. And in 1968, another satellite powered by plutonium crashed into the Pacific Ocean. Washington wants to begin production again because the domestic stockpile is almost depleted, and that is largely made up of imports that came from Russia. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
For your cash every day? Choose the place with short lines, big thrills, and more water fun than ever. Raging Rivers. Ride the tide at Breaker Beach. Relax on the endless river. Slide, spin, and splash in Swirl Pool. Play for hours in Treehouse Harbor. And don't forget, Itty Bitty Surf City. It's just for kids. Get all this and more, plus an incredible view of the mighty Mississippi, all for one low price. So bring your family, bring your friends, and get more splash for your cash at Raging Rivers. Now open daily at 10:30 a.m. on the Great River Road in Grafton. Save $3 off the regular price admission with coupons available at your Schnucks.
To find out the answer to that long-standing question, ask the doc. Dr. Pat, that is. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to noon, call in and talk to Dr. Pat about whatever's on your mind. So if you're wondering, what's up, doc? Find out for 2 hours every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to noon with Dr. Pat here on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Also online at WGNU.net.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
More than a tragedy, emotions be grabbing me. Plane fell from the sky, we try to figure what happened. Burning churches, fearing God, who can be so cruel? We all ignorant to AIDS till it happens to you. Just be a man, make plans, listen to your voice. A woman's trying to make decisions, we should leave them a choice. Cause who are we to say who lives or dies, breathes or stops? All this judgments on other lives needs to stop. What are we living for? Giving more back than taking. On my knees, still waiting for my own salvation. Now I feel abandoned, cause rap you can and say I'm greedy. You can take my taxes, send me to war, but can't feed me. It's so easy to regret.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You can take my taxes. Still not feed me. Take my taxes and still not feed me. This is Liz Brown living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Caller, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Liz.
Yes.
What I was calling for to get that number that you were talking about for the call, if they were talking about cutting Social Security for over $200.
I suggested that they call Legal Aid in the city of St. Louis. I don't have the number in front of me, but it's in the phone book.
Okay, Legal Aid.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then.
All right.
All right, thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. Car phone.
Yeah, you got to be careful with what Republicans tell you, because many of them still believe in weapons of mass destruction.
Fair enough. And fair enough. And that I wasn't a compassionate conservative just then. You're right. You're right. You're right.
He thinks that $843 a month is a lot, and I heard it was $300 billion so far.
Yeah.
Both.
I think my numbers were a little wrong. I think my numbers were a little wrong.
Yeah, so, it's, I don't know. And also, on the Mad Cow report, the corporate media hasn't focused on this, but I did see in AOL News that the USDA covered up the positive Mad Cow test for like 7 months.
I had that on my show on Friday.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, I talked about that on my show on Friday, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's good.
All right, Scott.
All righty.
Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to listen to that show, you can go to whiterosesociety.org. Go to whiterosesociety.org and check out Friday's show. You hear all about that. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Car phone.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
I'm starting to read stories about the body count in Iraq as far as Americans. And the way I'm hearing it from German doctors are, we have over 1,700 people dead. But the way they're counting it is that if you die on the ground in Iraq, then that's when you've counted. If you die in an airplane on the way to Germany or after you get to Germany, they don't count that.
Mm-hmm.
So the total of American dead from this German doctor, I can't think of his name, is over 7,000.
Do you have a website or a connection to that?
Yeah.
Well, here's what I need for you to do. Can you hit me on my email at revolution@lizbrown.com?
I will.
Can you send that to me? And that's 2 Z's, L-I-Z-Z Brown, or that's
yeah,
Revolution.
Yeah, I got your...
Okay, email
I
that.
I will.
Okay, please do.
This is deep.
And again, I encourage... I get emails all the time from people sending me information, and I love it. I love it when people send me information, so feel free.
Well, I'm going to send you some.
Very good. Thank you
so
much. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes. How... How are you doing?
I'm wonderful, Clark.
Liz Brown.
I'm good.
Liz Brown, I would try to talk rather briefly here on this war. This war is going to cost us well over $1 trillion, all said and done. It's going to cost well over $1 trillion.
Absolutely.
And it's sad. It really breaks my heart. As you said, he lied. We died in Pichon.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And I hope that this comes into a reality. This war is going to cost us well over $1 trillion.
And counting. Thank
and
you.
Counting.
Thank you so much, Clark. 454-0400 is my phone number. Car phone, you're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Ms. Brown, it's amazing. The $800 mean that you have medical income.
And that's isn't that an obscenity?
But we could give billions and billions of dollars to baseball owners to build a stadium.
That's correct.
And we can say, hey, $800, you can feed yourself, clothe yourself, keep heat, electric. And do everything.
And live.
And
live. And live.
And
there are some people
and,
out there that are begrudging her cable.
I can't believe what kind of human being that blunt that pumps oil through their body. I mean, blood, excuse me.
Well, no, maybe
blood.
You were right. It was oil.
You're right about that. That pumps blood through their body that can say they can do it.
And here's the, and if I can just interject one more time, one of the things that I think that really shows the true heart and the true absence of morality of the legislators in Jefferson City that supported this, when they were confronted at a public meeting about, okay, y'all want to make these cuts because you're saying that we don't need health care. Why don't you all surrender your health care to help pay for our health care? And
correct.
You know what those part-time employees, those employees that don't work a full year, that go up there just for the session and come back home, part-time employees said about giving up their health care? I can't repeat on a family show what they said and how they said no.
And, Ms. Brown, I don't want nobody come on this radio talking about that's why we need to put our money in 401k plan because that 401k plan is taking money off people, too.
You know what people want to talk?
You never know where you're going to be at when you get old.
And here's the other thing. You have people that would say that the most important issue, the most important moral issue confronting citizens of the United States is whether Terri Schiavo's husband killed her. Even though there's no evidence to that. That's the most important moral issue or the most important moral issue confronting people in the United States. Some people in the United States would be whether or not a judge can put up the Ten Commandments. Okay? not about whether poor people have food, not about, you know, if it doesn't matter if the Ten Commandments are posted in every single house in America, every single business in America, if you're saying that our elderly should live, have to live off $800 a month and pay $120 for health care, you ain't reading anybody's Ten Commandments. You're perpetrating out there. Focus on the real issues.
And that $120 is not including their medication.
Or dental. Or dental.
Say
thanks
it.
For your call.
Say
thanks
thank
for
you.
Your call. You're on the wake-up call. Terry.
Hello?
Yes, quickly.
Yeah,
please.
I wanted to say that I'm not elderly. I'm not even 40 years old yet. And I'm living off of $814. Mm. I'm on disability because of my vision. And I have two kids. Now, when before my vision went bad, I was very motivated. I drove a car that had no brakes just to get to a minimum wage job. I used to work two jobs during Christmas time to make sure that my one child at the time got a decent Christmas gift. So, and the point I'm trying to make is that there was a man that called in and he said his mother is 80-something and she's still working. Well, I basically gave up my eyesight for a job because by me being a diabetic, I never wrote down on my applications I'm a diabetic because every time I did, they never called me back. And I'm talking about McDonald's. Mm. I had applications at McDonald's, restaurants, you know, minimum wage jobs. And when I put down I was a diabetic, they never called me back. So I stopped putting down I'm a diabetic. So during the times when I had to work, catch buses in the snow, in the rain or whatever, and struggle and do everything I had to do, my eyesight was deteriorating because I was not taking my insulin on time. I wasn't eating on time. I wasn't doing anything on time, and that's why now I'm on disability.
Thanks
so,
for your – I got to go. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry. And that's why some folks want to focus on Thomas White getting $1 billion, no-bid, guaranteed governmental loan that if he defaults on, we pay it back. Twisted. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stay strong.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Carolina tonight, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says he'll outline the importance of staying the course.
If we finish this job, we will have a different kind of Middle East with an Iraq at the center of it that can make all the difference in undoing this ideology of hatred.